p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
9.9 million Americans misused prescription drugs, with most of the prescription drugs coming from family and friends, often from medicine cabinets.
The National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day addresses this serious public health and safety issue.
Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs
to the Reading City Hall, Saturday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For info, call 241-5958 or visit chemicalpeople.org.
The app today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here it is, 7 after the hour. Another week has gone by. Here we are to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of April 19th to the 23rd, as we're two-thirds of the way through the month. The ladies from the DJV program and me, Doug Steffen, here to go through the story. So we have that twist as part of the countdown show. Jennifer Horn is here, also from KRLA in Los Angeles. Victoria Keelan is here, also from the shores of Jersey. You can see her and Snooki running up and down the beach together every week.
That would be so awesome. Where's the beach?
Where's the beach? Jay Kirshner will be running up and down the beach with her baby Mac, which is, and he is a Big Mac, too. Isn't he?
He is 10 months old and wearing 18-month clothing. Wow. Dude is huge.
Wow. Good luck to you with that one. Okay. So the story list, the people list, I'm just going to go through them. On the people side, number 10, Walter Mondale, because he passed away, presidential candidate. You know how many people don't even know who he was? It's pretty shocking, again, the back...
A lifetime ago for a lot of people.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, but it's still historical. He was an important historical factor in America for a number of years. It would seem we ought to at least have learned something about him in history classes, or U.S., the civics. Kamala Harris, number 9. Let's see here. Kim Potter, number 8. Who's... Kim Potter was involved.
The police officer who was
in the
officer.
That's
Dante,
right, too.
Right?
Yeah.
Thought she was reaching for
a
taser.
Right. Donald Trump is at 7. Dr. Fauci is at 6. Nancy Pelosi at 5. So tired of her. Joe Biden, 4. Makia Bryant and LeBron James at 3. Maxine Waters and Judge Peter Kale seem to be tied for number 2. And Derek Chauvin, obviously, with a reference to George Floyd and that whole case, number 1. That is the number 1 item of the week in terms of stories, news talk radio, focusing more on the trial, the results of the trial, the end of the trial. And at this point, we can relate all of the names, the people names, to the stories. But anything left to say about the Chauvin trial? Is there anything left to say about the verdict? As it's the situation.
Well, I mean, the biggest story of the week, obviously, is a guilty verdict. I mean, for
right. Yeah.
We're going to be fair.
But what else is there
here
to say? Yeah, yeah.
Well,
but
I think there's a lot to say. There's okay. the reaction of joy at first, and now a lot of people, I think, who are looking at this politically saying, well, this is just not enough. You know, even though the system worked here, it's not enough. That's one thing. Is there going to be an appeal?
There's got
to
be more.
That's what the AOC and that ilk have come out and said, that it doesn't matter that it's a guilty verdict, that it's not enough. And I almost feel like, and I know this is really deep and twisted, but I think Tell me what you guys think. And this is, I swear, this is looking at both teams here. You had a bunch of Democrats who are on the far left who were almost disappointed that there was a guilty verdict because they couldn't run around saying that the justice system is broken and that it was almost disappointing. And then you had Republicans, a group on the right, who were who almost seemed disappointed as well because they almost feel like having American cities burn. Well, yeah, having American cities burn is really good for campaign season.
Right.
So what are we doing here? And this is kind of the point that I've been trying to make, and I know people, you know, I don't think it makes me sound empathetic. In fact, I feel like it's one of the most empathetic positions you can take. We have to stop politicizing this. We have to take each of these cases individually.
Good luck stopping the politicization of everything.
But we have to let go of this idea of systemic racism, and let's start focusing one by one on how we can make things better, because that's the only way forward if we want to stop scaring the hell out of police and out of entire communities of people. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
So then the fact that the mural of George Floyd was defaced with a racial slur seems to represent the fact that people are not learning the lessons here. Is that an accurate thing?
I think there's a lot of anger from the fringe. You have people who are defacing pictures, who are trying to use inflammatory language, obviously. And at the same token, if you look at the rules for white people entering George Floyd Square, that feels pretty discriminatory too. I mean, it's enough. It's enough already. It's exhausting. I know that things have shifted and the messaging and the critical race theory that's going on with a generation of people now. I get it. But when I was growing up, equality was what we all what we were striving for. Now that we've achieved equality, now it has to be about equity. And I think moving the goalpost constantly is just causing anger on both sides.
I get tired of it. That's what I'm saying. What else do you say? Okay, you found a lot of things to talk about, but they're exhausting, especially when people are concerned about their health and their well-being.
I think it's been a heavy week. I don't know. That's what I'm telling people.
Sure.
I feel like it's been another one of those heavy weeks. I mean, there's
a lot of anxiety.
We're not getting off. Yeah, and we're not getting off easy these days. I mean, the news cycle is like a ceiling fan, so we're covering a lot of stuff. But there's certain weeks that feel heavier than others, and I think certainly this was one of those weeks.
Well,
and,
it leads
you know,
to
and
more.
The other course of conversation is there appeal? You know, your number two person on the list is Maxine Waters and Judge Peter Cahill. Judge Peter Cahill, who was the judge in Derek Chauvin's case, said to the defense, Maxine Waters is giving you a reason to file for an appeal on this because she's intimidating a pool of jurors. So now, is there going to be an appeal allowed? Should there be? Probably not. There was nothing wrong with the trial, but the outside influences could have impacted
the jurors. All right, I want to weigh in here on this for a political statement. Maxine Waters has been around way too long, number one. She's been a big mouth, big blabbermouth, big problem, big noisy, she's a jerk. She has been for decades. And so she pulls another stunt like this. She's been talking like this. She's been screwing things up for years and years and years and years. And yet the Democrats failed to censor her. They were happy to do the same. And I don't usually go down this road, but they were all happy to go after Trump for some of the stuff that he did, which may have made some sense. But not going after her shows what a bunch of phony balonies they really are. In this circumstance, this woman is a disgrace to her party, a disgrace to her family, a disgrace to the country, and yet she pulls the same stuff over and over and over and over again.
If people keep voting for her, then, I mean, there are a lot of people that I think are just disgraces in public service.
She's
but
one of the best
voting for
versions
them,
of
then,
yeah.
you know, what can
yeah.
you do? That's democracy at work, right?
Yeah.
She's
she's
part of the system, and, you know, in California, people vote for brand names. And this is, this is one of the risks that you take. You have a lot of people who are uneducated voters, and they go down the list and they say, oh, this name,
name,
I can tell you.
Yeah,
I like this name. I'll go for this name.
Yeah, sure,
I know
her. Yeah, right.
It's a brand name. It's like going into a store and looking for a brand you're familiar with.
Speaking of California, a quick moment on the Downey gas leak. I had forgotten to talk about that earlier, even though it's not in the top 10. But the evacuation, the scary stuff. And my son, who called me yesterday to talk about it, said it was another great representation of how wonderfully well the infrastructure in California is taken care of, thanks to our leaders. Now, that's a statement
what
for
happened?
My son to say
I don't
say
know
that.
What this story is.
Okay,
what
well, here you go. Jennifer, help yourself.
Yeah, and he's right. The infrastructure is crumbling, and that's why there's room. I mean, we've been talking about infrastructure on a federal level. That's why I think the Biden administration is making a big mistake. They could go to real infrastructure projects like this one, and you'd have everybody, Democrats and Republicans,
everybody on
board. The
yeah.
problem is the infrastructure project is coming, you know, that only 5% to 7% are going to roads, bridges, water capturing systems, gas leaks, everything else is for pet projects. So there was a gas leak in a town called Downey, which is a suburb of Los Angeles, on Thursday, which had prompted evacuations. There was an emergency notification sent to cell phones. I live in Los Angeles. I got one, and I was probably 40 miles away from Downey when it came through, so everybody's cell phone went off.
Did this come from a plant or from, like houses had leaks?
No, this was in a neighborhood. It was unintentionally sent to those smartphones beyond the immediate area, so that made news that system didn't work. But it was a damaged gas line that was reported and was caused by a third-party contractor.
Not taken care of, 40 years old. Well, but the stuff is off. That stuff on the ground is 40, 50 years old.
Well, don't forget, right kind of a little bit closer to where I live, my day job is in the San Fernando Valley, and there's a community called Porter Ranch. And it got national attention a few years ago. Porter Ranch had a natural gas leak for years. People were getting nosebleeds, headaches, having all these health problems. And the city kept going in and saying, oh, yeah, we got it fixed. And then people were still getting sick and sick and sick. And it was this ongoing thing. There was a mass exodus out of this community. They're just now starting to rebuild and put in new homes and housing developments.
I've had a natural gas leak for years, and nobody pays any attention to that.
Okay.
So here's something. maybe that'll be one of the memorable moments of the hour. One of our friends at one of the radio stations that carries the program just sent me a note and said, this is the funniest thing I've heard in eons. The news cycle is like a ceiling fan.
It is. And thank you, sir.
Brilliant. Okay. All right, here we are at 16 past the hour. More stories, more focus on the News Talk the sort of central core conversations of this week continue here. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
18 after the hour now on the DJV overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio this week. Story number three is about gun violence. I noticed the murder rate numbers have gone up dramatically since all these protests began. Are they one and the same? Is there a connection? Apparently there is, according to one study. Anyway, I don't know. It seems a stretch, but I don't know that it's much of a stretch. I guess I could see the correlation.
If you push back policing, I think that's kind of the point. If you dig into the survey,
so then what does if you don't the police? There needs to be reorganization. But let's say you don't want to do that. Then what's your suggestion? What's your fix to the problem? That's you got to have some order. You have to have police. The police, the problem of violence and people being shot on every corner all over the place. Look at this guy in Colorado that shot up the supermarket last month. He's got 54 counts of murder and other complaints against him. Wouldn't you think somebody look at that?
Was a good cop with the gun.
But I don't know. What are we? You know, we've become a police state. The SWAT cars and trucks are all over the place, everywhere. We give with this violence the police a reason for wanting more of these tools and the toys, like the big SWAT cars and the guns on this. Look like country looks like a war zone. And what are we doing to ourselves? I guess that's I asked that question. It's sort of rhetorical because it's time for us to have a word or two from your local station at 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Are you looking for a new career opportunity? Well, look no further. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place for you. If you like a fun and exciting team atmosphere, then check out the opportunities at Wind River Resort and Casino. We offer competitive wages, but also extensive benefit packages. Where else can you receive 15 paid holidays,
including your birthday,
paid vacation and sick leave, health, dental, and vision benefits, and a 401k retirement plan with a 7% match? To see all open positions at Wind River Resort and Casino, visit careers at windriver.com. Benefits vary depending on job classification.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. I'm here to invite you to our second Twin Powers Health Fair, Saturday, May 1st, at HealthWise Chiropractic in Reading. Our vendors will be indoors and outdoors, from nutrition, skincare and makeup, to massage, energy work, and handcrafts, and so much more. We see you, we hear you, we know people are craving community and togetherness. This is how we can help. Join us Saturday, May 1st, for the Twin Powers Health Fair at HealthWise Chiropractic at 405 South Street. See you there.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 at the hour now here on the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. My way of training the ladies. You see, I've had to run a radio school here for a number of years. When I bring in the new folks, they have to kind of get into the mode of what we do and how we do it here on the DJV program. And one of the things is to be sweet and kind and to get along. And that's kind of what we have here. Everybody gets along, even though we don't necessarily agree. And so with that in mind, we go to the trending box, finding out where the listeners are, because that's why we're doing this, because we want to attract a large listening audience. And it comes with the quality of the conversation, the content of the conversation, and then your response. So there's some good, pretty interesting fan comments about, first of all, the rookie officer who shot the teenager with a knife. So what are people saying about that, Jay?
Tommy Rhodes insists that instead of blaming the police officer, when will we start blaming parents? Where were the parents?
Well, why do we have to blame anybody?
What
do we
care?
Blaming people doesn't fix the problem.
Yeah, but it's asking the question, though. I think so. A perfect example of this is the outrage over the officer who shot Adam Toledo, the 13-year-old who was out on the street. 3 o'clock in the morning with a known gang member walking with a gun, and there was a report of shots fired. The police roll up. They don't know how old this kid is. They tell him to put his hands up, and finally he tosses the gun and puts his hands up. The officer had 0.8 seconds to make a decision. He shot the person. Now, the question is whether or not the officer is a racist or doing that. The officer acted within his training. It's 3 a.m., a shots fired call, somebody in an alley with a gun. Of course, that's what the officer is going to do. The question is, where is the kid's family? At 13 years old, why are we letting a kid walk around in a gang with a gun? Why is it that part of the conversation? But to answer your question about this lady, there's new information out about Micaiah Bryant, who I guess was in foster care. And this argument with the knife stemmed from who was going to clean the house. Can you imagine that? That's what it was all about.
She lost her life because of that. It's just ridiculous.
Well,
she was very, when you watch the video, she was very close to stabbing somebody else. There's no doubt that the police officer, in my mind at least, this is just my opinion, that the police officer definitely saved the woman who was in pink about to be stabbed. But my question still remains, did Micaiah have to be stabbed or shot?
Right.
Any other way? Is there any other training that could have been done? And we don't see the entire video of everything that happened. I mean, we would see clips and we see what happened directly leading up to that point. But were there any other options? Were there any opportunities that a police officer was closer?
Did you guys hear the neighbors speak out? The neighbors said there was nothing else. The police came up. He had a split second to react before that lady was getting stabbed in the face and the throat. And so the neighbors, like, the police did everything right. There was no other choice.
Has anybody commented on the guy who kicked the woman who was on the ground in, like, the forefront of that video clip?
No.
I don't know. I didn't watch the video. I can't.
All I'm thinking about is when I was a kid watching the old westerns, The Range Rider and Lawman, they would have, in an instant, they shoot the bad guy in the hand or the arm, and they don't shoot him in the head.
There was no time for that. There was no time for that. And the thing is that if you try to aim for that in that split second, you're going to probably end up shooting someone else. Don't forget, the girl had her knife. The girl had the knife in the face, and sometimes, to answer that question, the taser or trying to shoot in the leg or the arm, it doesn't stop the act. The job of the police is to neutralize the person.
Why do not all of these things that get so much publicity put people off instead of putting people off from doing these sorts of things? It seems we get more people doing them. Why, when the police show up and they shoot somebody and they kill them, why, you're certainly getting plenty of publicity, why doesn't that have some impact on people who would be likely to do the same thing?
That's a great question, and that's a good question, but I don't know.
I mean, the officer, as he got out of
the thing,
the officer got out of the car and said, drop the knife, drop the knife, drop the knife, and she wouldn't back off.
He even says, get down before.
Down. I mean, he's like shooting and nothing.
All right, another question you can respond to at DJV show is whether masks ought to be required when you're outdoors. All that for you to respond to at your service, the DJV program at 28 after the hour. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new MySlippers. MySlippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. MySlippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, MySlippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the MySlippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, mypillow.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen.
healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North States. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook. Compass Sports Cards.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back into our overview of this week's charts from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Each week they have 10 stories they consider to be the top items of discussion, and also a list of people, 10 people that are on the top of our minds when it comes to conversation. And we publish them also, or we post them, at DJV Show and on our Facebook page, so you can see them there or at talkers.com. So we get to number four this week. Dr. Fauci is number six on the people list. We were on the DJV program thinking that he has worn out his welcome a little bit because he went off last weekend, and this is something we talked about earlier in the week, him saying that gun violence was a public health problem.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So COVID, the vaccines, the variants, the stats, number four this week, the new clinical study showing that the J&J vaccine is about 66% effective against moderate to severe cases of COVID, and that includes the variants. So then we look at the Pfizer, and we look at the Moderna vaccines, as to how they may be against the variants that are beginning to pop their head up here and there. And it looks like, wasn't
that
it Pfizer that said
unknown,
this week we'd have
right?
to be get another shot next year? You have to get a booster every year.
Correct. But the your first question, though, and I don't know the answer to this, but Pfizer and Moderna, have any studies come out showing how those vaccines are against the variants?
Yes, the Pfizer. Well, the Pfizer one, I don't know about Moderna, but I remember seeing something this week about Pfizer, and that's what prompted me to say what I just did. They don't know. They've looked at it, and they don't know, but they suspect that because there are these variants that continue, the mutations continue. It doesn't make any difference. We have had this whole spell for the last year plus of a variant of something that not first appeared, but was around in 2008 and 2009. SARS was a COVID problem the same as this is.
It was a coronavirus, right.
Right, yeah. So we didn't ever have any vaccine for that, and it just went away. So there are those who argue, well, how do we know that wouldn't have been the case here? We just got so frothy in looking at this thing and the world, because in my mind, this is my theory, that the news media and certain groups of people like the drug industry whipped us into a frenzy so that we would be afraid, we'd be easy to manage, and we'd all go get a shot, or we'd all wear masks. So
I think two things can be true at the same time. I think that this is this is much more contagious than SARS and MERS. So while it's presenting the same, it's more contagious. I don't even know about the deadly rate because I don't think SARS and MERS were great, but I do, and that may be true.
Yeah, they weren't with the numbers here. But then again, you can argue about the numbers because maybe the numbers were inflated.
Right. It also stayed more isolated. It was in certain parts of the world. So I think that's number one. But I also think you see a lot of opportunists, whether it's the government in growing itself, because that's what government wants to do, or pharma, big pharma companies who say, hey, we can make some money off of this. Let's go. I mean, there was a lot of opportunity in COVID for people.
Not a lot of transparency either. Frankly,
I think that's why it went from 2 weeks to flatten the curve to like a year, and what do we have left? You know, I think that's kind of it.
Your local restaurant. Anyway, what's the status as we are at the end of the week here of the J&J vaccine? Is it still on pause?
Still on pause, yeah.
It is. Mm-hmm. Here or everywhere?
I believe it's got the approval to start up again in Europe. But I don't know if it's actually being distributed yet, but it might start next week. And in the U.S., there's still the committee. I don't know if the committee has made a ruling yet.
Mm-hmm.
Also, as a side note, as a throw-in, because I think it's a real-life example, for people who want to push towards socialized medicine in this country, healthcare, Medicare for all, the Bernie Sanders crowd, take a look at the vaccine rollout. And take a look at how America has done compared to Canada and compared to Europe. And you will see why private medicine is the way to go. It is much faster. Europe and Canada have completely struggled trying to roll out the vaccine. And so when people are curious as to, you know, this sounds great, here's a reason why it's
not so
not.
Great. All right, so just
real
to
life
sort of put a cap on this, the contractor that was tapped to make the vaccine for J&J apparently failed to appropriately investigate the cross-contamination issues that ruined a lot of the doses. Remember last month how many they had to chuck?
Millions, right?
Yeah.
This gives me so much concern about the J&J vaccine. This one was developed a lot faster than Pfizer and Moderna.
But they say it used the old technique. That's what their argument is to that, what you're saying.
Right. But, you know, J&J approached Pfizer and Moderna and wanted to have them do an analysis of the vaccine. And Pfizer and Moderna, for whatever reason, both said that they didn't want anything to do with it. And then now Emergent, this company that makes all of the vaccines, they actually produce them in this facility that is a disaster. People are untrained. People aren't doing the right protocols.
Well, just hired everybody.
Cleanliness. Whoever.
Anybody could come through the door, they'd get them a job. So what about the AstraZeneca? Where does AstraZeneca come in on all this? That hasn't even been used in America yet it's being produced in Baltimore. You don't think so?
I don't think so, no.
President of Mexico took it this week.
Yeah, he got AstraZeneca.
Okay.
They stopped using it in Europe and a lot of in specific people, and I don't know. Mm-hmm. The blood clot thing seems to And I don't even know if it's just that. It might be. There has to be something else because Germany's very efficient with, you know, they've been, you know, with their rollout and everything. And they were the first ones to put a halt on this in anyone over the age of 65, which was kind of suspect. And then they took it away from other groups. I don't know. I don't think that we need AstraZeneca at this point. Right now, we've got more supply of the vaccine than we have.
Right now, this week, it seems to be. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, number five is the economy and what's going on. Travel certainly is ticking up. And so with that, people, I know I'm going on a trip this weekend. Planes are all full. It's pretty much the same as it was. There aren't as many planes flying to as many places, but the planes that are flying are pretty full. So is that a sign? It's school vacation week. A lot of people have been out and about here. That was another ridiculous situation. The schools just reopen and they close them down again for school vacation. I mean, that's, I guess, a separate story. The easing of regulations so that the economy can sort of go back to being what it was. And I don't know, you know, are we ever going to get back there? A lot of people still don't have jobs. A lot of people are collecting. And what was it? McDonald's in Florida is giving a $50 bonus if you come in and apply for a job because they can't find people. You know, that kind of stuff. You see more and more of that.
A lot of people are making more money at home with it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What a ridiculous.
In certain sectors, yes. Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
True.
Yeah, that's absolutely ridiculous. Did you hear the story about the Florida couple that had a wedding? They couldn't find a venue. So the husband-to-be said, well, I know this great place. It won't cost us anything. So they go in his neighborhood. It's a big mansion. It wasn't theirs. The people that owned it weren't home.
That's awesome. They squatted.
Yeah.
They broke in and had a wedding there?
Yeah. And then the owner showed up. So there's a little word to the
first
wise.
First time home in months. And look what's happening. Right? Right, exactly. I hope they got the photos at least. That would have been beautiful. Yeah.
Focus on our relationships with China, Russia, Iran, Afghanistan, North Korea. It's all number 8 this week on the Talk Radio Review, courtesy of the ladies that are on the DJV program with me. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. We continue in a moment. You can find the lists at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, where you'll find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. You can also find the list at the DJV show on our social media as well. The people list includes Walter Mondale at number 10 because he passed away. Former senator, presidential candidate, big name in American politics in the past. Kamala Harris is 9, Kim Potter and Dante Wright, number 8. Donald Trump is at 7, Dr. Fauci is at 6. Nancy Pelosi, if she was off the list, that's my editorial comment there, number 5. Joe Biden is 4, interestingly enough. The president doesn't overshoot LeBron James and Judge Peter Cahill and Maxine Waters. And Derek Chauvin all on the list here. That's the people list. Kind of, it's not disjointed. It's just there's a lot going on. And so a lot of different names that are in the focus and tied them into the stories makes for pretty interesting conversation. Thanks to some of your favorite hosts around the country and the folks at Talkers Magazine. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. All right, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
This report is sponsored by National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. Beef is a staple on tables across the country, from comfort food favorites to the celebratory meal. Beef is what's for dinner. And even as the sustainability conversation increases and carbon footprint concerns make headlines, people can feel good about their favorite protein.
The U.S. is the leader in sustainable beef production, with a carbon footprint 10 to 50 times lower than other regions of the world. In fact, according to the Environmental Protection Agency, greenhouse gas from beef cattle only represents 2% of emissions in the U.S. Cattle farmers and ranchers are producing more high-quality beef more sustainably than ever before. Jim Strickland, rancher.
Cattle farmers and ranchers like me are committed to the environment and want to protect our natural resources. I am proud of the role I play in providing high-quality protein in the most sustainable way possible for generations to come.
For more on sustainability information, visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Counting down the stories, according to Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen with a list from 10 to number 1. Number 10, the helicopter on Mars and what's going on in the space race. Number 9, celebration of Earth Day, if that's really what it is, acknowledgement certainly, talking about Earth Day. Number 8, our relationships with the various countries that are the bad boys around the world, like China and Russia and Iran. Number 7, the border situation continues to be a real problem. That's a focus. Number 6, what's going on in school, the education system. Or we open schools and we have school vacation. Brilliant. Number 5, the economy. Number 4, all of the COVID-related stories and conversation. Gun violence is number 3. Number 2 is the focus on shootings and police reform. And number 1, as you can imagine, is the verdict and the discussion of the Derek Chauvin trial and what comes next. That's it. The story list, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine here. All right, 44 after the hour now on our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio for this week. The situation with our friends, put that in quotation mark, around the world. The Chinese are doing their usual with, I'm not sure we can. They do so much every week. I don't know how you keep track of it. I noticed the Russians say they're going to end the exercises on the Eastern Front there in Ukraine. The soldiers that are there are going back to their barracks. There are 80,000 troops. I don't know that the news media here paid much attention to that. And that's, you know, where they've been in and out of the Crimea because the Russian leaders like the Red Sea and they want to go
vacation.
Yeah, right, exactly. So whenever the Ukrainians get a little, they get a little tough or a little howdy, the Russians sends their military, ships and troops and aircraft to conduct exercises on the Ukrainian border. This was also
a test of Biden and a test of Europe, and you know,
yeah,
it's usual. I think Jen had mentioned earlier, you know, a couple months ago, that this is the Chinese and the Russians do this for every new administration. They start testing
like a
new president.
Party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. All right. You know, we haven't talked much about North Korea of late. What is Little Fatty? Is he still, you know, there's the usual saber.
I think Little Fatty's dead.
Little Fatty knows.
No one knows. Yeah. And you know, the sister's been doing stuff, and the little bit that we do see, she's the only one out there.
I wouldn't have put it past her, what we know of her, to kill him off herself.
Yeah, she's supposed to be even worse than him,
mm-hmm.
which is not great. Yeah.
Right. All right. One of the other things that we have not, number 10 is sort of a focus on the space program a bit. With the Mars helicopter taking flight earlier in the week. But then SpaceX brought, was it, 4 new astronauts up to the space
NASA
station?
NASA astronauts, yeah.
Yeah,
and they
used
the recycled rocket to do it, and it worked, so good for them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very cool.
We have not talked about the border situation. That's sort of taking a second
seat to
all of it.
Neither has the Biden administration.
No.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. So, let's ignore that and talk about something else. Let's ignore our biggest first
there.
Failure. Yeah. Right.
Well, Trump. Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay.
Okay.
Because it's true. And this, you know, because I'm apolitical, I don't really. What
You're
are you
apolitical?
I am apolitical.
You are not. You're an anarchist,
you
is what you are.
Oh, my
well,
God.
Well, I know, but I mean, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm not into this because it's a Republican thing or a Democratic thing, or I don't do because Trump did it, or because Biden did it. But really and truly, as objective as I can be looking at this, this was a complete F up on the part of the they don't know. I'm convinced they still don't know what they're doing. They just reacted and said, okay, we're going to go back to the way it was before, not knowing how you really couldn't go back to the way it was before because so much has changed in the past 4 years. At least Trump acknowledged that and kind of worked around the problem, or his people did to a point. It may have not, you know, it may have created problems in other areas.
Well,
but
the thing that everyone has said, oh, you have to address where, the, you know, the countries that are creating the problems that are then creating the migrants coming here. Well, that's exactly what Biden's approach is, and that's why that's exactly what Kamala Harris is.
That may be down there in those countries, but when we talk about the existence of the problem that is on the border.
Well, here's the thing, though. Yeah. Trump had already made it. I mean, as much as he got heat for being an isolationist and racist and all the things that they called him, he had a deal in place with Mexico. He had a deal in place with Guatemala, with Honduras, with El Salvador. He had agreements in place with all of them. The Biden administration came in and tore them up. The reason it's taking so long to get those meetings is because those countries' leaders are ticked at Biden. Mexico's president calls Biden a migrant president. The president, I think it was, of Honduras wouldn't even take the phone call or take the meeting with Joe Biden because he felt insulted that Biden ripped up the agreement that they had with the United States. So, yes, of course the idea is to meet with these countries, but how dumb. They put themselves at a huge deficit going in and just ripping up all the previous administration's policies.
10 minutes before the hour. Thank you, ladies.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. And you may qualify to get the 26% federal tax credit. At Powerhouse Solar, we are an elite dealer for SunPower, and we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels. A lot of people don't realize they have options now. You can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing. So keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever. And the entire system is backed by their 25-year warranty. Powerhouse Solar can design a system for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com. Again, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit us online at powerhousesolar.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, it's time for Tech Talk, the top five stories of the week here in review for you. Courtesy of Victoria Keelan and her work on the DJV program, we have the top five, five to number one. Doug suggests that we start with number five, Victoria. Focus on who's going to get paid to go to West Virginia. Ooh, ha!
Yep, West Virginia wants to pay remote workers $12,000 to move to the state of West Virginia. And you don't have to actually even work for a company that's based in West Virginia. It's if you are a complete remote worker and you work for, it doesn't really matter who you work for, as long as you move, physically move to West Virginia, they will give you $12,000. The governor there, Jim Justice, announced the program. It's called Ascend WV, and it will allow adventurers to enjoy world-class recreation location, uncrowded spaces, and a low cost of living. And so the new program comes as a lot of companies like Twitter and Slack and Spotify are letting their at least a portion of their employees work remotely permanently. And so if you are one of those people and you like the great outdoors, West Virginia could be the place for you. You'll get $2,000 a month for the first $10,000. And then the last $2,000 will be in a, like a bonus. And then you also get a year's worth of free outdoor recreation, including all kinds of gear, camping gear, paddleboarding equipment. You get 2 years of free outdoor gear rentals. So basically the whole package is $20,000, and you just need to be 18 or older and a full-time remote job at a company located outside of West Virginia. And there you go.
There you go. Number four is a focus on Peloton. You say Peloton. It's Peloton.
It's Peloton. Peloton. Is you've New Englandified it, but yeah, it's Peloton. Peloton treadmills was in the spotlight this week, not for a great reason. The Consumer Product Safety Commission wants them to be completely recalled and pulled off the market. This is a $4,300 treadmill. It's called the Tread Plus. And a child was killed while using the treadmill or around it. We're not really quite sure exactly what happened. But we do know that one child died. Other people have reported being injured. And so the Safety Commission says that this treadmill is different from other treadmills in that it can actually suck people under the tread. So Peloton says that this is actually that it's totally safe, and they're telling people not to stop using them. And this is going back and forth now, so we'll see where it ends up.
All right, number three.
Amazon is testing its palm scanning payment technology in Whole Foods, and they're starting with a store in Amazon's home city of Seattle. They've been using this technology in the Amazon-branded stores in the Seattle area, the Amazon Go and Amazon Book stores. I don't know if you've noticed, but a lot of what used to be a Barnes & Noble store has now just been the sign changed to just Amazon Books, which is kind of a bummer because I always really liked Barnes & Noble. But anyway, so Amazon Books has this palm technology, and so Whole Foods is going to roll out with it soon. They are planning substantial expansion of this technology, and so if it goes well in this testing store, you could see this rolling out across the country. And so how it works is it takes the minute characteristics of your palm and both the surface area and things even like your veins, and it makes a biometric scan. So when you're finished shopping at Whole Foods, you put your palm on the scanner, and it's tied to a credit card, and you check out, and that's it. So the problem, though, a lot of security experts are saying that it's stored in the cloud, and that's not great, so they're going to have to change that before they roll out into something larger.
And when you're all done, put your finger on your nose, and you go right up the chimney. This is Apple's time now. Number two story is an Apple thing, right?
Yeah, Apple has been targeted in a $50 million ransomware attack following the theft of a slew of engineering and manufacturing schematics of both current and future products. And Apple, as we know, keeps everything so, so secretive until they do those, you know, the big reveals. And so to have their future products hacked into, and it's really, it's been a big deal for Apple. They're not paying the ransom so far. This company, it's a company called Quanta. They're based in Taiwan. They manufacture MacBooks for Apple. They were the ones who were targeted by Russian hackers. And so now the hackers are, Quanta won't pay it, and the hackers are now trying to go directly to Apple to get the $50 million. But we'll see where that happens, where that goes, but I don't know if Apple's going to give in.
Apple and their big announcement number one this week.
This was the story they were hoping would be the biggest story of the week. It's their big spring-loaded event where they revealed all kinds of new products. And the big buzz that came out of it is the new podcast subscription service. And they're going to redo the podcast app, and they're going to give you benefits like ad-free listening if you want to sign up for the subscription service, meaning you won't have to listen to any ads of the podcast that that you like to listen to. This is launching in 170 regions and countries next month.
All right, there it is. A list of the top five items this week from the world of technology for your listening and dancing pleasure. Notice that Shock G wasn't in any of those stories, unfortunately, but that's a story for another time. It's 59 past the hour, speaking of time.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
It's like I blinked, and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now, and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. A jump at the pump.
This time up 2 cents in the past 2 weeks to an average $2.96 for a regular grade. And it's now been a 78-cent rise over 5 months. And this price is $1.03 higher than it was 1 year ago.
Fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg finds the highest average price in the nation right now, $4.04 a gallon in the San Francisco Bay Area. Lowest average, $2.49 in Baton Rouge. Average price of diesel unchanged over the last fortnight, $3.13 a gallon. Democrats in Congress want to change the nation's policing laws, legislation that was once stalled on Capitol Hill. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle now say is closer than ever to consensus. On ABC's This Week today, Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott said when it comes to police reform, he wants to find the best practices, and he says GOP colleague Tim Scott's bill is a good example.
Let's have more transparency so we can find out what's working and what's not working. In his bill, we had incentives to stop chokeholds, as an example.
And Scott said while he's willing to negotiate on the reform bill, there are some things that he won't do.
What I'm not going to do is put our law enforcement community in a position that they've got to second-guess themselves when they're trying to make sure people are staying safe.
Vice President Harris gets another spot on the world stage tomorrow when she's scheduled to urge global leaders to begin putting the serious work into how they'll respond to the next global pandemic. Her virtual address to the UN is the second since her inauguration. In excerpts from the speech, Harris is expected to say, at the same time the world works to get through this pandemic, we also know we must prepare for the next. White House said the U.S. is working around the clock to immediately deploy to India drug treatments and rapid diagnostic COVID testing kits. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Indonesia's military officially say all 53 crew members from a submarine that sank and broke apart last week are dead, and that search teams have located the vessel's wreckage on the ocean floor.
The grim announcement comes a day after Indonesia said the submarine was considered sunk, not merely missing, but did not explicitly say whether the crew was dead. Officials had also said the oxygen supply would have run out early Saturday, 3 days after the vessel went missing off the resort island of Bali. An underwater robot equipped with cameras found the lost submarine was lying in at least three pieces on the ocean floor at a depth of 2,750 feet. I'm Zeria Shakili.
Turkey's foreign ministry summoned the U.S. ambassador in Ankara to protest the U.S. decision to mark the deportation and killing of Armenians during the Ottoman Empire as genocide. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Black civil rights attorney Leo Terrell's called out Democrats and far-left activists for overt racism and a continued discrimination against white American and white police.
Terrell told Fox's Sean Hannity the Democratic leadership will not say a word because, quote, they're in bed with the extremist left. Terrell called it incredible that Democrats cry systematic racism at times when they themselves run the systems in areas where the purported discriminatory behavior resides. He added that a posted sign giving instructions and regulations for white individuals to access what has become George Floyd Square in Minneapolis is an insulting example of reverse racism. Patrick Frost reporting.
Over the past 2 years, California has used some of the fees it collects from the sale of recreational marijuana to give grants to community organizations that serve people and communities harmed by the war on drugs. So far, the state's awarded nearly $100 million. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
The U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in favor of a Shawnee State University philosophy professor First Amendment rights. University officials punished him after his refusal to refer to a biologically male student's request to be called a woman.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
2315.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, that's the familiar music setting up the next hour's conversation with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. As part of our DJV program, we're happy to have Michael here every week with a countdown of the important things from the charts. Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com has the stories, the people. We also list them at DJVshow.com. So, Michael, you've had an interesting week. It's been one of those weeks. I think there's probably more murder, more heat, murder, mayhem, whatever. It just seems this week has been one of those weeks that maybe we could have done well without. What do you think?
It's been a terrible week, and yeah, a lot of mayhem, a lot of murders, a lot of shootings. It's hard to wrap your brain around it. It's so it's numbifying. So let's talk about the
good
stories
word,
of the
by
week.
Way. Yeah, I'll write that word down. Somebody take that numify.
Numify.
Good it's word.
Like,
yeah.
It's like mummifying on steroids. It
sounds
numifying.
Like a rap song.
Yeah. Let's go to number 10. We have Walter Mondale dies, and we have the Mars helicopter takes flight. They're tied, the two stories. We have two stories at number 9 that are related, Earth Day and the Biden Climate Summit. At number 8, we have U.S. relations with China, Russia, Iran, Afghanistan, and North Korea, and that's just for starters. A lot of hot spots around the world. At number 7, the southern border crisis and immigration reform are tied. At number 6, we have a tie between education and the school openings, both related. At number 5, the economy, the Biden stimulus agenda, and the easing of regulations. At number 4, COVID-19 vaccines, variants, politics, and stats. At number 3, gun violence and mass murder in America and gun control as a debated legislative topic. And number 2, we have police reform, the Micaiah Bryant shooting in Ohio, and the LeBron James tweet. And at number 1, the Derek Chauvin trial and verdict and race relations in America. On the people survey, we have Walter Mondale at 10, Kamala Harris at 9, Dante Wright and Kim Potter tied at 8, Donald Trump at 7, Fauci's at 6, Pelosi's at 5, Biden's at 4. And then number 3, we have Micaiah Bryant and LeBron James tied. At number 2, we have Judge Peter Cahill and Maxine Waters tied. And at number 1, Derek Chauvin and George Floyd, the most talked about people. Interestingly, so much focus on the race relations and the trial and reaction and all of that, that Joe Biden and Donald Trump were
right
in the top four. Biden's at 4 and Donald Trump is at 7. So I guess in a way, I was going to say that's refreshing, but there's nothing refreshing about the news. The news really stinks. It's a lousy time. Some people are celebrating the verdict. Others are bemoaning it. But I mean, even if you're celebrating it, it's celebration over a bunch of very sad things. So it stinks.
One of the things that I wonder out loud on the air and in my personal life when I have conversations with people, because folks who find out what I do for a living ask me for opinions like I know more than they do, and that's not necessarily the case. I may have been exposed to more information, but that doesn't mean I know more. And that's why I think one of the problems of being a talk radio person, folks automatically assume that you know more. You may be exposed to more information. That doesn't mean you know more. When I say knowing more, I'd like to know how to fix these problems. I'd like to know how to change people's attitudes. I'd like to know when life is going to be better. For me, I have a great life and lots to be thankful for. You have a good life. Most of the people that we know in our circles have a much better life than not. But that really isn't the case, because outside of our circle, there are a lot of people who don't live like we do. And maybe that's becoming more obvious. And I'm not talking about just in terms of the economic realities of living a good life, but the strident way that people think in a myopic way, like Maxine Waters. And this is not new for her. She's been down these roads forever. She's been a pain in the butt forever. She has been outrageous forever. And she never contributes to fixing a problem. She usually throws gasoline on it, makes it worse. So do we divorce ourselves from those people understanding how they think? Is it that black people do think differently than white people? The LeBron James factor this week. I thought it was all extraordinary, frankly. His involvement, the way he was, I don't know that I expected. I don't know why it's, you know, why he should. I'm not saying he shouldn't have done. That's the farthest from my mind. But it just seemed he hadn't played this role before, Michael. Do you think that's true or not?
I have no idea what you're talking about, but it sounds it sounds like you're just confused. And first of all, I don't think I'm confused at all. I can't go along with you that we live a good life and they don't, because I don't know who we and they are. I know that people have their own personal tragedies and suffering and worries and fears and are subject to diseases, accidents, illness, financial problems, family relationships, and psychological issues. So I just see it differently than that. As far as Maxine Waters is concerned, I agree with you. She should have been a little bit more restrained. And by the way, speaking of living the good life, she lives in a very, 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 very wealthy situation.
Oh yeah, She's created a great life for herself.
In terms of LeBron James, he has been outspoken about race relations for a long time now.
You know, I saw him as more of a helper. Though he's done so much for the places that he grew up in Appalachia. Look at all the schools that he's funded. Look at all the help that he's been to youngsters in that area of Ohio. I mean, people look up to him. It just seems different.
I'm saying to you that he has evolved into being somewhat of a social commentator, and he takes the perspective that African Americans have been under siege by the police, and that they have social and economic problems to overcome. That's his position. He is African American. The NBA has the National Basketball Association has been under scrutiny. I don't want to say attack because some people agree with them and some people don't. It's controversial. They've been under scrutiny for being very out front in terms of the Black Lives Matter movement. They have Black Lives Matter symbols in the arenas, on the boards.
Yeah.
So this has been an evolving situation. It's very complicated, and I frankly, I'll be honest, I understand both black points of view. I mean, within our industry, we have liberal blacks and we have conservative blacks, and both make very good cases that the African American experience in America is complicated, and there's a lot of reason to see the truth of people who see it from different points of view based upon their own experience and their own sensibilities. It's not easily solved, and it's not easily analyzed.
Right. I think not easily analyzed, that makes it tough for people who are doing this, because there are a lot of people on the air, as you know, who just look for simplistic solutions. I believe if you point out a problem, it would be nice to show, to put forth a solution to the problem, and sometimes they're a little simplistic. And then, are they entertaining? The other side of it is, if we're doing this for a living and we're trying to get people to listen to us, I don't think people want to get beat over the head all the time with all this stuff. Frankly, I think it's very difficult. And that's where, you know, each morning on the DGV program that I do Monday through Friday, I come up with something that I would like to think is inspiring. And this week I said on the air, "He who has peace of mind disturbs neither himself nor another." Because I think I was trying to find peace of mind myself in all of this. When you talk about it this much, you're involved in it, you know, with, I don't think we're passive. I don't think a talk radio personality who's doing news talk stuff can be passive when it comes to this. There are a lot of people who want to have, you know, a particular point of view. Like if you're a Republican, you think this way, a Democrat, you think that way. That's not where I come from, but I do think that we owe it to kind of not only ourselves, our families, people that are close to us, but the people who are listening, to come up with something that inspires people so that hopefully this stuff, I mean, every week it gets heavier and thicker. It's like trying to cut through a fog here.
Mm. It's the nature of the forum. I mean, we're here to talk about these things, not to find peace.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very easy to jump out of the game and not be involved and find your own peace. Mm-hmm. But this is an arena of ideas. This is a platform to express views on the controversial and troubling things of our times. So, yeah, you do get a certain amount of negative post-traumatic stress syndrome. You start to overdose on it, and everything starts to get on your nerves.
Mm-hmm.
You get fatigue. That's the word. You get negative news fatigue.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like people that work in hospitals start to reach a point where they can't face it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
There's a point at which you overload on the negative. And that's one of the downfalls or the pitfalls of working in this particular business, as you're describing it. But this is where the action is, and this is what it's about. Mm-hmm. And the answer to the problem is changing human nature, and that is almost impossible. Communicating and having open minds helps, but changing human nature is what it comes down to, and we've been at odds with our own DNA and our own nature all the way back to the beginning of civilization.
18 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're going into the time of year when a lot of people who put on a lot of weight over the last year, especially over the wintertime, are trying to shake it. And here's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin to help us focus on what we do now that's intelligent to lose the weight.
If you go to toploss.com, you can read up all on the science behind how it works. It's more of a health supplement that's giving your body back that collagen protein to rebuild lean muscle tissue naturally, to rev up your metabolism. We also have a huge spring sale right now. That's a great time to check it out, too. It's toploss.com, TOPLOSS.com. And if you have questions, you can chat with us online, or you can give us a call, 1-833-TOPLOSS.
Lose the weight. Keep it off. That's what Elizabeth is suggesting you will do, and the proof is in the pudding. Look at all the people who have had great success. Elizabeth, thanks for being here from Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Use that discount code DJV at checkout. Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers. Somebody sent me a note during the week. You do this countdown show, right, Doug? And I responded, yes, I do the countdown show. He said, why do you always stick to the issues that are being talked about? Why don't you do a top 10 countdown of various other things that affect our lives, like the top 10 most nitrate-rich vegetables. Do the top 10. Number one is on that list is arugula, by the way. Michael, did you know that?
Oh, I think that's wonderful. We should, yeah. You know, I got an idea from this. We should play the top 40 songs and bring the countdown concept to music.
Right. That's a good idea. Maybe just the top 10 songs. How about that?
There only are top 10 songs. There only are top one
songs. Over and over and over and over again. Yes, the top 10 nitrate-rich veggies. We'll do that on
so what did you say was arugula?
American. Arugula is number one. The other things on the list are rhubarb, cilantro, lettuce, mescaline mix, whatever that is. I don't even know what that is. Basil, beet greens, oak leaf lettuce, Swiss chard, and beets. There you go.
I'm leaving news talk, and I'm getting into food talk.
There you go. We'll get the list. I'll plug my American Family Farmer show that I do every week. We should probably do a list like that on the farm show every week.
Maybe you should do that.
That was your idea, by the way. Thank you very much to do the American Family Farmer. Now, let's get to some questions that people have. We tend to, on this program, talk about the stories, but we also talk about the personalities. And there are a lot of people who are asking the question whether they're in the business or whether they are listeners. The Rush Limbaugh phenom continues. I noticed that your friend and mine, Holland Cook, who is a very good, he's a consultant, but he's also a good observer, he asked in his newsletter, who will replace Rush Limbaugh? And his answer was, nobody. Which I thought was pretty, it's true. I mean, Limbaugh was Limbaugh. Why do people keep trying to find someone who's just like Limbaugh?
Yeah, I find what you're saying is fascinating because it's true. There's two syndromes. One is they want to find the next or another. And then sometimes we refer to people in the plural, like the Rush Limbaughs and the Sean Hannitys and the Mark Levins of the world. Well, there's only one of each of them.
Yeah.
It's not interesting. We talk about people in terms of plurals, like it's a group of them and there's only one. Yeah. But no, I remember because the Beatles came out 10 years after Elvis Presley, there was this myth or this conventional wisdom in the radio industry that every 10 years there's a rock and roll phenomenon. Well, 10 years after the Beatles, everything that would come out, people were saying, this is going to be the new phenomenon, the new Beatles, the new Elvis Presley. And it never happened. It still hasn't happened. They may come and they'll say, Garth Brooks sold more records than Elvis, or, you know, Taylor Swift is setting records for... But they're not the Elvis Presley or the Beatles. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not just judged by sales. It's not. So there are no new anythings. Something is, and when its time has come, it was.
Right.
New things come along, and they become their thing. Nothing has ever made it as the new old thing, you know?
I'm thinking about the new old. Isn't there a song somewhere about the new and the old? What's new is old again, or what's old is new again? The new age thinking when it comes to, you know, what to eat, treatments, acupuncture, all that stuff. That was very important to people's healings hundreds of years ago, thousands of years ago.
Well, certain things recycle, but I'm talking about just in terms of pop culture, you know?
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
Mozart is Mozart. There is no new Mozart. He's still Mozart.
But it just fascinates me. Rush Limbaugh's been dead for 3 months, and so we still have the Rush Limbaugh show being promoted in, you know, various trades. It's very interesting. Anyway. No, the answer is there will never be another Rush. Period. End of story. 28 after the hour. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuentes Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Axe throwing, Euro bungee. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. For CDC social distancing and masks recommended. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Jefferson State Adventure Hub, Crown Motors, and Reading Yamaha and Sea-Doo.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The newsletter from the home of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Each week we get together, give some attention to the top 10 stories as printed in, can you say that anymore, printed? I guess it appears yes. online, but I guess it is print. You know, I had yeah. an experience this week with a kid that works for me on my farm. I had left him a note, and I wrote it in cursive. And he came to me and said, I don't understand what you're saying in this note. I looked at him and said, what are you talking about? He said, I can't read cursive. You can't read cursive. He said, no, I don't write. I don't have to write. Anything that I need to translate. And I thought about this for a minute. Everybody now transfers their thoughts by using an iPad or an iPhone or something like that. And they don't write notes. Do you ever leave notes for Bernadette on the refrigerator? Or do you send her a note, a text saying, this is kind of what I'm doing or whatever? How do you live your life? Do you write notes?
I do both. I do both.
Do you?
I'm very, very digital. I'm constantly connected to the internet and yep. to email and to texting. However, I do still operate with pen and pad, and I do leave notes. Bernadette and I leave notes like the coffee's ready to be made, press button. Dishwasher has clean dishes, don't put dirty dishes in, take them out before you know, those kinds of things lend themselves to sticking signs on things. Mm-hmm. But I prefer reading digitally. I am losing interest in the printed page. I am losing interest in having newspapers piling up and having to be recycled and magazines. And I'm evolving where my default is digital now and not analog.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Which doesn't mean I'm a big fan of social media. I don't do a lot of social media, but I'm into YouTube. I'm into email. I'm into texting. But I don't do Twitter. I don't do Instagram. I don't do any of that stuff.
No. What excites you?
I don't hang out on Facebook.
When because we're so exposed, you and me and the people that are in this business, to sort of we drone on, hopefully in an interesting way, about the things that are going on around us. Enough of our personality. At least I think, you know, one of the things people like about the radio is that there's a personality attached to the voices and that people can hear the emotion and they can get wrapped up. And you know, people kind of chuckle at me because the ladies that are on the DJV program with me, they call it dirt talk when I start talking about the farm. And then I get off onto talking about NASA and the space program and how excited I was this week that SpaceX launched 4 astronauts up to the International Space Station. I thought that was kind of a cool thing. A yeah. reusable rocket, that kind of stuff. But yet it doesn't make it into the top 10 because there's so many other things that are going on. I'm not the arbiter of what people are talking about.
Look at number 10 this week.
You mean the Mars helicopter going? Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine. Think about it this way. This is the world in words, folks. Think about this. Here is this device. There was somebody on Earth or a group of men and women who are engineers and figured out using whatever techniques they learned and the various things they studied in college about engineering, they build this thing, this device. They put it in a spaceship, and they send it to Mars. And there's no person involved. It comes to the surface, it lands, and it separates itself from the main body of the transformer, if you will, the transformer that brought it to Mars, and somebody on the Earth pushes a button, and 4 to 20 seconds later, this helicopter takes off on the surface of Mars. Now, you tell me that doesn't engage your imagination.
Mm. It also is a stunning example of the capability of the human brain. And it really is amazing how, on one level, we are capable as a species doing such amazing things.
Right. Yes.
And on the other level, we're capable of, as a species, of being really stupid
yeah.
and knuckleheaded.
Yeah.
And
yeah, thank you. You got my very point. Thank you. Yes, please keep going.
No, I don't have to. That's
the
point.
Is made. The point is, why can't we all go to Mars? You know, why can't we all get along? Why? Obviously, we have within us the potential for incredible greatness, beautiful thoughts, great literature, music, film, art, love, glory, intelligence, engineering, conquering nature, and yet on the other hand, we just keep doing the same stupid self-destructive things.
Right.
That's the profound dichotomy of the human predicament.
You know, it's interesting also what captures people's attention. Still, after all these years, Shakespeare gets our attention. It was Shakespeare Day this past week. And who among us hasn't studied some Shakespearean play or a poem or something, or even had the conversation, was Shakespeare really real? And then, in the same breath, on my Monday through Friday radio program, we had a conversation about Gregory Edward Jacobs. Do you know who he was?
No.
Very famous American. Also known as Shock G. Do you know who Shock G is? You don't know who Jacobs is?
No.
I didn't know it either until like hours ago.
I don't know. No, pray tell. Well, I'm on the outside looking in.
All right. So, Phil, play that song. We can call it music. That he was the front man for Digital Underground, which is a hip hop group that started back in the 90s. And it was Tupac Shakur's entree into the world. So all of the ladies who were on with me, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner on the DGV program, knew who this guy was. They said, oh, you'll know who it is. I don't know who it is. But this was a huge story, apparently, in that age group. So it didn't make it into the top 10, but I just find it interesting as to how these things from the world of art and ideas, you know, it's just fascinating how much is going on. To sort of dovetail to what you were saying, so much going on. We have so much imagination, so much ingenuity. We have so much in our minds, and yet we fight with each other about nothing. You know, we're all whooped up about things. And
so what was the story? What was the story with this guy that everybody in that age group was talking about?
He died. 57.
I knew that.
You did?
I didn't know his name was the other names, and then you confused me. Oh yeah, that was a big story. it was a big story, and it came close to making it. It was talked about. You know, not everything everything that's talked about makes it into the top 10. As a matter of fact, we fudge it a little bit and create ties so as to get more stories in there, you know, tie between this and that and all that. And it creates a little bit more diversity. And it also is true that, you know, it's our, sort of our admission that we don't have a scientific meter that measures how many words are said on all the stations in America every week about every topic. Mm-hmm. So, I knew that story, but the way you came at it kind of took me by surprise. And I've reached a point in my career when I'm on the radio where I'm confident enough to say I haven't heard of something.
Yes,
rather
good.
Than go, rather than say, you know,
like you're supposed to know it all. How do you know it all? I do that all the time. I don't know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't expect, you know, when I look at some of the nuance of the things that we talk about. Last week at this time, we were talking about Prince William and Prince Charles and Prince Harry, and the fact that they refused to talk to each other unless there was somebody else around. Did you even know that? That came out at the end of the week.
I did know it. I'm an expert on royalty because I watched The Crown 4 times. As a matter of fact, Prince Philip, who passed away at 99, 3 months short of being 100, he's sort of like very well known among a whole new generation of Americans who are fixated on The Crown, and he's been presented now, you know, for like 40 episodes, two different actors playing him at different times in his life, and ironically, he's probably more well known now outside of England. By Americans and other people in the world who get Netflix because of the success of that show. Yeah.
Culture, our culture. Amazing. All right, we're going to talk about a very interesting interview that Michael has done, and his mic Michael Harrison interview, the MH interview, in a matter of moments. Right now, let me focus on your problems with losing weight. And it isn't so much that people have a problem losing weight, because a lot of people do, but then they can't keep it off. So how do you do that? You do that with Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It's not a spelling lesson, nor is it a spelling quiz. But I spell it out because I think it's interesting. You put this Calotren in your mind. What does that word mean? Well, it points you in the direction of a weight loss formula that doesn't have anything bad in it. It's stimulant-free, drug-free, it's gluten-free. It has all the things in it that are proven scientifically to help you lose weight and keep it off. So what more do you need to know? You can spend a lot of time at toploss.com, the website. Help yourself, do a good job, and find out why it is that this is so successful and has been for decades for so many people. Help yourself to weight loss and the satisfaction of keeping it off with Calotren. Check it out at toploss.com. And when you check out buying it, use the DJV code for their special spring. They have a special spring sale going on, and you don't have to pay for shipping either with DJV code at toploss.com. Counting down the stories, according to Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen with a list from 10 to number 1. Number 10, the helicopter on Mars and what's going on in the space race. Number 9, celebration of Earth Day, if that's really what it is. Acknowledgement, certainly, talking about Earth Day. Number 8, our relationships with the various countries that are the bad boys around the world, like China and Russia and Iran. Number 7, the border situation continues to be a real problem. That's a focus. Number 6, what's going on in school, the education system. We open schools and we have school vacation. Brilliant. Number 5, the economy. Number 4, all of the COVID-related stories and conversation. Gun violence is number 3. Number 2 is the focus on shootings and police reform. And number 1, as you can imagine, is the verdict and the discussion of the Derek Chauvin trial and what comes next. That's it. The story list, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
How clean is your nose? Most airborne germs and allergens invade through the nose, your body's air filter, its first line of defense. You wash your hands and brush your teeth, but what about your nose? Did you know there's an easy way to keep your nose clean and help your body protect itself? It's called Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to clean your nose by flushing out pollen, mucus, bacteria, and viruses. Millions use Navage for fast, all-natural relief from sinus congestion and allergies, and to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it comes with an absolute guarantee of satisfaction. And 50,000 independent online reviews averaging 4.7 stars show just how much people love their Navage. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Now you can clean your nose and help protect your health with Navage. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, and Rite Aid. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Make good nasal hygiene your new normal with Navage. Clean nose, healthy life.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
How clean is your nose? Most airborne germs and allergens invade through the nose, your body's air filter, its
first line of defense. You wash your hands and brush your teeth, but what about your nose? Did you know there's an easy way to keep your nose clean and help your body protect itself? It's called Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to clean your nose by flushing out pollen, mucus, bacteria, and viruses. Millions use Navage for fast, all-natural relief from sinus congestion and allergies, and to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it comes with an absolute guarantee of satisfaction. And 50,000 independent online reviews averaging 4.7 stars show just how much people love their Navage. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Now you can clean your nose and help protect your health with Navage. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, and Rite Aid. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Make good nasal hygiene your new normal with Navage. Clean nose, healthy life.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You can find the lists at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, where you'll find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. You can also find the list at the DJV Show on our social media as well. The people list includes Walter Mondale at number 10 because he passed away, former senator, presidential candidate, big name in American politics in the past. Kamala Harris is 9, Kim Potter and Dante Wright, number 8. Donald Trump is at 7, Dr. Fauci is at 6, Nancy Pelosi. She was off the list. That's my editorial comment there. Number 5. Joe Biden is 4. Interestingly enough, the president doesn't overshoot LeBron James and Judge Peter Cahill and Maxine Waters and Derek Chauvin all on the list here. That's the people list. Kind of, it's not disjointed. It's just there's a lot going on, and so a lot of different names that are in the focus and tied them into the stories makes for pretty interesting conversation, thanks to some of your favorite hosts around the country and the folks at Talkers Magazine. All right, so, Michael, what's the hot story or the hot interview this week? The MH interview features...
It has Gene Bean Baxter, who for 30 years reigned on the Kevin and Bean Show on KROQ in Los Angeles, an alternate rock station that had a great, cool, hip talk show in the morning, Hall of Famer. And then he decided, I'm quitting. And he's moved back to England where he was born, and now he's starting his life over in Britain as a podcaster on their network there. And it's a fascinating insight into radio and culture on both
where
sides
it's going,
of the Atlantic.
Podcasting, that sort of thing, where it's all going.
MHinterview.com. MHinterview.com.
Michael Harrison, MHinterview.com. Check that out. Check out the Talkers list at Talkers.com as well. It's 10 before the hour.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen. And KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
The U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in favor of a Shawnee State University philosophy professor First Amendment rights. University officials punished him after his refusal to refer to a biologically male student's request to be called a woman.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all.
Learn more at pji.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show now continuing with Stephen J.J. Wiseman in his usual spot on the countdown, with me going through some of the things on the story list that have legal impact, because he's a well-known lawyer, college professor, but also because he's involved in scams. His website, scamicide.com, sort of puts him into the front row of people who are experts and who are warning you about doing things that you ought not do. I guess what came across to me this week was something I heard, and I realized I was talking to a scammer. Somebody called and said, "We're calling from the IRS to inform you that your identity has been stolen and you need to buy gift cards to fix it." And then there's another one I saw when I looked this up. I just went online and said, okay, what are the, you know, what lists of tax scams? Another one, yeah. You owe tax money. We'll have to arrest you unless you purchase iTunes gift cards.
Yeah. Right? You know, it is a sad commentary that the IRS has actually had to put on its websites. We will never ask you for gift cards. Right, anytime you're asked for gift cards as a method of payment, it's a scam, and you can do it right then and there. Another one that sometimes people fall for, and it isn't so much with these IRS imposter scams, it's any kind of retail deal you do where someone is going to be buying something from you or hiring you to do something, and they send you a check for more than what you are owed. And they say, just, you know, wire me, and it's usually wire me back the difference. That's always a scam, so you got to be wary of that, too.
Always, always, always. Okay, so word to the wise is sufficient. Let us go on from our public service category to some of the stories this week. The Derek Chauvin trial certainly is on the top of the list with legal ramifications. I guess the not so much the verdict, but what happens now. Is because of Maxine Waters and her foolishness, does that lay the ground for some appeal?
There will be appeals. There'll be appeals on every possible thing you can think of. I used to, when I was in law school at Boston College, I had a professor who had what he called the purple theory. He said, you make every argument you wouldn't turn absolutely purple with embarrassment to make and see what it sticks. So they will say that they should have changed venue. They will say that they should have sequestered the jury. They will say that the comments by Maxine Waters influenced the jury. They will say there was ineffective counsel. I mean, there'll be all kinds of things. I don't think there's really any kind of a strong appellate ground here. I think the next thing to be very interesting will be the next step will be hearings to determine whether there are aggravating factors to add to the sentencing guidelines and add to the years that Chauvin gets. And that was also one reason why they had children who viewed the murder testifying during the court hearing, and that was setting it up for the future hearings on whether this is an aggravated circumstance. So that's really the next thing we'll be looking at, and then seeing what kind of a sentence he gets as the appeals drag on.
Yep, on and on and on. Much time we spend talking about it as well, when there's so many other things that are important to be talking about. Where the vaccines don't work, number four this week is a focus on the vaccine and COVID, obviously. If they don't work on people, you know, they've said publicly 94-95% ought to work when it comes to Pfizer, Moderna. Maybe 66% of the people will have an effective outcome if they use J&J once it gets back in the marketplace. If it doesn't work and you get sick, can you sue them?
Not really. You know, it is part, there's no guarantee of 100% effectiveness, and no vaccine will be. Quite frankly, you know, I think lost in all of the pandemic was the speed with which the vaccines were created was incredibly done well and pretty safely and pretty effective. So nothing's going to be perfect, and certainly we all know people who've had significant side effects, but the bottom line is that the vaccines do work, and people should be getting them.
Quick comment on Walter Mondale. Is he a lawyer? I was thinking about the lawyers in political and public life.
It was funny. Sad to say, I was surprised when he died. I thought he had already died.
Me
but
too.
I feel better. I don't believe he was a lawyer.
No. It's just interesting to look at all the people that are in the legislative process, whether it's statewide or federal, that are all lawyers. And maybe that's why all of these laws come, because they're benefiting lawyers and people get upset about them. Something to think about as a lawyer, Steve. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, a college professor and expert on the law, looking at the legal aspects of some of our big stories at talkers.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and there is no better time to get screened than right now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%. And as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden circled June for his first trip overseas since taking office.
The president's first foreign trip will take him to Cornwall, England for the Group of Seven summit, followed by a visit to Brussels, where he will hold meetings with European Union leadership and attend the summit of NATO leaders. White House officials say the aim of the trip will be to demonstrate the administration's commitment to the transatlantic alliance and re-engagement with key allies. Mr. Biden has also proposed a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin, but no date has been set. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The death toll from a massive fire at a Baghdad hospital for coronavirus patients has risen to at least 82. Anxious families continue searching for missing relatives, and the government suspending key health officials for alleged negligence. The results are in the special election Saturday of Louisiana's 2nd Congressional District.
Troy Carter has won a special runoff election for vacant U.S. House seat based in New Orleans. The state senator Saturday defeated his fellow Democratic colleague in the state Senate, Karen Carter-Peterson. Carter will fill the 2nd Congressional seat that had been held for years by Democrat Cedric Richmond.
Patrick Foss reports Richmond left the position to work in the Biden administration. Mexico is suffering critical failures in law enforcement and some of the worst levels of journalist killings outside a war zone. That's according to findings by the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, a body of the Organization of American States. The areas of failure include lack of access to justice, weak police forces, and the militarization of law enforcement. The report praised Mexico for searching for disappeared people, but activists say the government still largely relies on volunteer efforts led by relatives of the missing. Mexican government says it's strengthening its work in the areas that have been criticized. More news at townhall.com.
Tell me what relief factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to ReliefFactor.com, call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
China plans to launch its next robot lunar lander in 2024.
Beijing says the vehicle will carry equipment from France, Sweden, Russia, and Italy. The chief designer says plans call for the craft to land near the lunar South Pole and collect samples for return to Earth. It's all part of Chinese efforts that include a probe now preparing to land a robot rover on Mars. There's also plans for landing a human on the moon. Jason Walker reporting.
Alaska State Senator Laura Reinbold has been banned from Alaska Airlines for refusing to comply with employee instructions regarding the current mask policy. The Eagle River Republican said she had not been notified of a ban, and she said she hoped to be on an Alaska Airlines flight in the near future. You can check out more breaking news, read analysis, both at townhall.com. The lone team event of the PGA season goes to extra hole Sunday before a winner was determined.
Mark Leishman and Cam Smith have won the Zurich Classic of New Orleans in a sudden-death playoff with the South Africans Louis Oosthuizen and Charles Schwartzel. The Aussie team finished regulation play tied at 20 under and won with a par 5 on the first extra hole after Oosthuizen found the water with his tee shot. The teams had traded the lead during a tense final 9 holes, with the Australians eventually posting the come-from-behind victory. It was the second success for Smith at the tournament, but the first with Leishman as his teammate. I'm Graham Agars.
Brad Keselowski took the checkered flag at Talladega Sunday. His overtime win made him the 9th driver to win through 10 NASCAR Cup races this season. The win also makes him gives him the 6th at Talladega, ties him with Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Jeff Gordon with a half dozen wins at the Super Speedway. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
You're listening to KCNR Radio 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Ardell Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
The app today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here it is, 7 after the hour. Another week has gone by. Here we are to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of April 19th to the 23rd, as we're two-thirds of the way through the month. The ladies from the DJV program and me, Doug Steffen, here to go through the story. So we have that twist as part of the countdown show. Jennifer Horn is here, also from KRLA in Los Angeles. Victoria Keelan is here, also from the shores of Jersey. You can see her and Snooki running up and down the beach together every week.
That would be so awesome. Where's but, the beach?
Where's the beach?
Jay Kirshner will be running up and down the beach with her baby Mac, which is, and he is a Big Mac, too. Isn't he?
He is 10 months old and wearing 18-month clothing. Wow. Dude is huge. Wow. He's
good massive. Luck to you. That one. Okay. So the story list, the people list, I'm just going to go through them On the people side, number 10, Walter Mondale, because he passed away, presidential candidate. You know how many people don't even know who he was? It's pretty shocking. Again, the back
a lifetime ago for a lot of people.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, but it's still historical. He was a historical. He was an important historical factor in America for a number of years. It would seem we ought to at least have learned something about him in history classes or U.S. the civics. Kamala Harris, number 9. Let's see here. Kim Potter, number 8. Who's Kim Potter was involved.
The police officer who was
the
officer.
Shot that's
Dante,
right, too.
Right? Yeah. Thought she was reaching for a taser.
Right. Donald Trump is at 7. Dr. Fauci is at 6. Nancy Pelosi at 5. So tired of her. Joe Biden, 4. Makia Bryant and LeBron James at 3. Maxine Waters and Judge Peter Kale seem to be tied for number 2. And Derek Chauvin, obviously, with a reference to George Floyd and that whole case, number 1. That is the number 1 item of the week in terms of stories. News Talk Radio focusing more on the trial, the results of the trial, the end of the trial. And at this point, we can relate all of the names, the people names, to the stories. But is there anything left to say about the Chauvin trial? Is there anything left to say about the verdict? As it's the situation.
Well, I think the biggest story of the week, obviously, is a guilty verdict. I mean, for
right, yeah,
we're going to be fair.
What else is there to
here,
say? Yeah, yeah.
Well,
but
I think there's a lot to say. There's okay. the reaction of joy at first, and now a lot of people, I think, who are looking at this politically saying, well, this is just not enough. You know, even though the system worked here, it's not enough. That's one thing. Is there going
mean,
to be an appeal?
There's got
to
be more.
That's what the AOC and that ilk have come out and said, that it doesn't matter that it's a guilty verdict, that it's not enough. And I almost feel like, and I know this is really deep and twisted, but I think, tell me what you guys think. And this is, I swear, this is looking at both teams here. You had a bunch of Democrats who are on the far left who were almost disappointed that there was a guilty verdict because they couldn't run around saying that the justice system is broken and that it was almost disappointing. And then you had Republicans, a group on the right, who almost seemed disappointed as well because they almost feel like having American cities burn. Well, yeah, having American cities burn is really good for campaign season.
Right.
So what are we doing here? And this is kind of the point that I've been trying to make, and I know people, you know, I don't think it makes me sound empathetic. In fact, I feel like it's one of the most empathetic positions you can take. We have to stop politicizing this. We have to take each of these cases individually.
Good luck stopping the politicization of everything.
But we have to let go of this idea of systemic racism, and let's start focusing one by one on how we can make things better, because that's the only way forward if we want to stop scaring the hell out of police and out of entire communities of people. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
So then the fact that the mural of George Floyd was defaced with a racial slur seems to represent the fact that people are not learning the lessons here. Is that an accurate thing?
I think there's a lot of anger from the fringe. You have people who are defacing pictures, who are trying to use inflammatory language, obviously. And at the same token, if you look at the rules for white people entering George Floyd Square, that feels pretty discriminatory too. I mean, it's enough. It's enough already. It's exhausting. I know that things have shifted and the messaging and the critical race theory that's going on with a generation of people now. I get it. But when I was growing up, equality was what we all what we were striving for. Now that we've achieved equality, now it has to be about equity. And I think moving the goalposts constantly is just causing anger on both sides. It just
I get tired of it. That's what I'm saying. What else do you say? Okay, you found a lot of things to talk about, but they're exhausting, especially when people are concerned about their health and their well-being.
I think it's been a heavy week. I don't know. That's what I'm telling people on my show. I feel like it's been another one of those heavy weeks. I mean, there's
a lot of anxiety.
We're not getting off. Yeah, and we're not getting off easy these days. I mean, the news cycle is like a ceiling fan, so we're covering a lot of stuff. But there's certain weeks that feel heavier than others, and I think certainly this was one of those weeks.
Well,
and
it leads
you know,
to
and
more.
The other course of conversation is there appeal? You know, your number 2 person on the list is Maxine Waters and Judge Peter Cahill. Judge Peter Cahill, who was the judge in Derek Chauvin's case, said to the defense, Maxine Waters is giving you a reason to file for an appeal on this because she's intimidating a pool of jurors. So now, is there going to be an appeal allowed? Should there be? Probably not. There was nothing wrong with the trial, but all outside influences could have impacted
the jurors. All right, I want to weigh in here on this for a political statement. Maxine Waters has been around way too long, number one. She's been a big mouth, big blabbermouth, big problem, big noisy, just she's a jerk. She has been for decades. And so she pulls another stunt like this. She's been talking like this. She's been screwing things up for years and years and years and years. And yet the Democrats failed to censor her. They were happy to do the same, and I don't usually go down this road, but they were all happy to go after Trump for some of the stuff that he did, which may have made some sense. But not going after her shows what a bunch of phony balonies they really are. In this circumstance, this woman is a disgrace to her party, a disgrace to her family, a disgrace to the country, and yet she pulls the same stuff over and over and over and over again.
Well, if people keep voting for her, then, I mean, there are a lot of people that I think are just disgraces in public,
absolutely.
In public service.
She's
but if
one of the best
voting for them, then, what can
you
do? That's democracy at work, right?
Yeah.
She's
well,
part
you can...
of the system. And, in California, people vote for brand names. And this is, this is one of the risks that you take. You have a lot of people who are uneducated voters, and they go down the list and they say, oh, this name. I can tell you.
Yeah,
I like this name. I'll go for this name.
Yeah, sure,
I know it.
Her. Yeah, right.
It's a brand name. It's like going into a store and looking for a brand you're familiar with.
Speaking of California, a quick moment on the Downey gas leak. I had forgotten to talk about that earlier, even though it's not in the top 10. But the evacuation, the scary stuff. And my son, who called me yesterday to talk about it, said it was another great representation of how wonderfully well the infrastructure in California is taken care of. Thanks to our leaders. Now, that's a statement
what
for
happened?
My son to say that.
I don't know
that.
What the story is.
Okay, well, here you go. Jennifer, help yourself.
Yeah, and he's right. The infrastructure is crumbling, and that's why there's room. I mean, we've been talking about infrastructure on a federal level. That's why I think the Biden administration's making a big mistake. They could go to real infrastructure projects like this one, and you'd have everybody, Democrats and Republicans,
everybody
on
board.
The
yeah.
problem is the infrastructure project is coming, that only 5% to 7% are going to roads, bridges, water capturing systems, gas leaks, everything else is for pet projects. So there was a gas leak in a town called Downey, which is a suburb of Los Angeles, on Thursday, which had prompted evacuations. There was an emergency notification sent to cell phones. I live in Los Angeles. I got one, and I was probably 40 miles away from Downey when it came through, so everybody's cell phone went off.
Did this come from a plant or from, like houses had leaks?
No, this was in a neighborhood. It was unintentionally sent to those smartphones beyond the immediate area, so that made news that system didn't work. But it was a damaged gas line that was reported and was caused by a third-party contractor.
40 years old. Well, but the stuff is all that stuff on the ground is 40, 50 years old.
Well, don't forget, right in like kind of a little bit closer to where I live, my day job is in the San Fernando Valley, and there's a community called Porter Ranch. And it got national attention a few years ago. Porter Ranch had a natural gas leak for years. People were getting nosebleeds, headaches, having all these health problems. And the city kept going in and saying, oh, yeah, we got it fixed. And then people were still getting sick and sick and sick. And it was this ongoing thing. There was a mass exodus out of this community. They're just now starting to rebuild and put in new homes and housing developments.
I've had a natural gas leak for years, and nobody pays attention to that.
Okay.
So here's something. maybe that'll be one of the memorable moments of the hour. One of our friends at one of the radio stations that carries the program just sent me a note and said, this is the funniest thing I've heard in eons. The news cycle is like a ceiling fan.
It is. And thank you, sir.
Hey, Brad, okay. All right, here we are at 16 past the hour. More stories, more focus on the News Talk the sort of central core conversations of this week continue here. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. All right, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
18 after the hour now on the DJV overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio this week. Story number three is about gun violence. I noticed the murder rate numbers have gone up dramatically since all these protests began. Are they one and the same? Is there a connection? Apparently there is, according to one study. Anyway, I don't know. It seems a stretch, but I don't know that it's much of a stretch. I guess I could see the correlation.
Yeah, if you push back policing, that's that. I think that's kind of the point. If you dig into the survey,
so then what does if you don't the police? There needs to be reorganization. But let's say you don't want to do that. Then what's your suggestion? What's your fix to the problem? That's you got to have some order. You have to have police. The problem of violence and people being shot on every corner, all over the place. Look at this guy in Colorado that shot up the supermarket last month. He's got 54 counts of murder and other complaints against him. Wouldn't you think somebody look
and
at that? They say,
down?
"I don't want to."
Was a good cop with a gun,
right?
Know?
But I don't know. What are we? You know, we've become a police state. The SWAT cars and trucks are all over the place, everywhere. We give with this violence the police a reason for wanting more of these tools and the toys, like the big SWAT cars and the guns on this, look like country looks like a war zone. And what are we doing to ourselves? I guess that's I asked that question. It's sort of rhetorical because it's time for us to have a word or two from your local station at 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 at the hour now here on the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. My way of training the ladies. You see, I've had to run a radio school here for a number of years. When I bring in the new folks, they have to kind of get into the mode of what we do and how we do it here on the DJV program. And one of the things is to be sweet and kind and to get along. And that's kind of what we have here. Everybody gets along, even though we don't necessarily agree. And so with that in mind, we go to the trending box, finding out where the listeners are, because that's why we're doing this, because we want to attract a large listening audience. And it comes with the quality of the conversation, the content of the conversation, and then your response. So there's some good, pretty interesting fan comments about, first of all, the rookie officer who shot the teenager with a knife. So what are people saying about that, Jay?
Tommy Rhodes insists that instead of blaming the police officer, when will we start blaming parents? Where were the parents?
Well, why do we have to blame anybody?
What
do we
here?
Blaming people doesn't fix the problem.
Yeah.
But it's asking the question, though. I think so a perfect example of this is the outrage over the officer who shot Adam Toledo's, the 13-year-old who was out on the street 3 o'clock in the morning with a known gang member walking with a gun, and there was a report of shots fired. The police roll up. They don't know how old this kid is. They tell him to put his hands up, and finally he tosses the gun and puts his hands up. The officer had 8/10 of a second to make a decision. He shot the person. Now, the question is whether or not the officer is a racist or doing that. The officer acted within his training. It's 3 a.m., a shots fired call, somebody in an alley with a gun. Of course that's what the officer is going to do. The question is, where is the kid's family? At 13 years old, why are we letting a kid walk around in a gang with a gun? Why isn't that part of the conversation? But to answer your question about this lady, there's new information out about Micaiah Bryant, who I guess was in foster care. And this argument with the knife stemmed from who was going to clean the house. Can you imagine that? That's what it was all about.
She lost her life because of that. It's just ridiculous.
Well,
she was very. When you watch the video, she was very close to stabbing somebody else. There's no doubt that the police officer, in my mind at least, this is just my opinion, that the police officer definitely saved the woman who was in pink about to be stabbed. But my question still remains: did Micaiah have to be stabbed or shot?
Right.
Any other way? Is there any other training that could have been done? And we don't see the entire video of everything that happened. I mean, we would see clips and we see what happened directly leading up to that point. But were there any other options? Were there any opportunities that a police officer was closer?
Did you guys hear the neighbor speak out? The neighbor said there was nothing else. The police came up. He had a split second to react before that lady was getting stabbed in the face and the throat. And so the neighbor's like, the police did everything right. There was no other choice.
Has anybody commented on the guy who kicked the woman who was on the ground in like the forefront of that video clip?
No.
I don't know. I didn't watch the video. I can't.
All I'm thinking about is when I was a kid watching the old westerns, the Range Rider and Lawman, they would have, in an instant, they shoot the bad guy in the hand or the arm, and they don't shoot him in the head.
There was no time for that. There was no time for that. And the thing is that if you try to aim for that in that split second, you're going to probably end up shooting someone else. Don't forget, the girl had her knife. The girl had the knife in the face, and sometimes, to answer that question, the taser or trying to shoot in the leg or the arm, it doesn't stop the act. The job of the police is to neutralize the person.
Why do not all of these things that get so much publicity put people off instead of putting people off from doing these sorts of things? It seems we get more people doing them? Why, when the police show up and they shoot somebody and they kill them, why, you're certainly getting plenty of publicity, why doesn't that have some impact on people who would be likely to do the same thing?
That's a great question, and, yeah, that's a good question, but I don't know.
I mean, the officer, as he got out of the officer got out of the car and said, drop the knife, drop the knife, drop the knife, and she wouldn't back
off. And he even
off.
Says, get down before.
Down,
before
down. Shooting. I mean, he's like, yeah. Shoot it, yeah. And nothing.
All right, another question you can respond to at DJV show is whether masks ought to be required when you're outdoors. All that for you to respond to at your service, the DJV program at 28 after the hour. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new MySlippers. MySlippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. MySlippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, MySlippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the MySlippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, mypillow.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean is a family-owned business. They offer only the highest quality service. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time. You get me
every time. Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. The Battle Creek Bridge crosses Battle Creek on Gillies Ferry Road. The north side of the bridge is in Shasta County and the south side is in Tehama County. It was built in 1911, is 152 feet long, and was engineered by Robert L. Reading, son of Major Reading. In 1984, a new bridge was built on its east side because it was too narrow, load-limited, and posted for less than current legal loads. The old bridge was left in place and today is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
What was the exact
public
phrase you used? A public
issue.
Health problem. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So COVID, the vaccines, the variants, the stats, number four this week, the new clinical study showing that the J&J vaccine is about 66% effective against moderate to severe cases of COVID, and that includes the variants. So then we look at the Pfizer and we look at the Moderna vaccines as to how they may be against the variants that are beginning to pop their head up here and there. And it looks like, wasn't
that
it Pfizer that said
unknown,
this week we'd have
right?
to be get another shot next year? You have to get a booster every year.
Correct, but the your first question though, and I don't know the answer to this, but Pfizer and Moderna have any studies come out showing how those vaccines are against the variants?
Yes, the Pfizer one. I don't know about Moderna, but I remember seeing something this week about Pfizer, and that's what prompted me to say what I just did. They don't know. They've looked at it, and they don't know, but they suspect that because there are these variants that continue, the mutations continue. It doesn't make any difference. We have had this whole spell for the last year plus of a variant of something that not first appeared, but was around in 2008 and 2009. SARS was a COVID problem the same as this is.
It was a coronavirus, right.
Right, yeah. So we didn't ever have any vaccine for that, and it just went away. So there are those who argue, well, how do we know that wouldn't have been the case here? We just got so frothy in looking at this thing, and the world, because in my mind, this is my theory, that the news media and certain groups of people like the drug industry whipped us into a frenzy so that we would be afraid, we'd be easy to manage, and we'd all go get a shot, or we'd all wear masks. So
that's what
we've done.
I think two things can be true at the same time. I think that this is this is much more contagious than SARS and MERS. So while it's presenting the same, it's more contagious. I don't even know about the deadly rate because I don't think SARS and MERS were great, but I do, and that may be true.
Yeah, they weren't with the numbers here. But then again, you can argue about the numbers because maybe the numbers were inflated.
Right. It also stayed more isolated. It was in certain parts of the world. So I think that's number one. But I also think you see a lot of opportunists, whether it's the government in growing itself, because that's what government wants to do, or pharma, big pharma companies who say, hey, we can make some money off of this. Let's go. I mean, there was a lot of opportunity in COVID for people.
Not a lot of transparency either. Frankly,
I think that's why it went from 2 weeks to flatten the curve to like a year and what do we have left? I think that's kind of it.
Look at your local restaurant. Anyway, what's the status as we are at the end of the week here of the J&J vaccine? Is it still on pause?
Still on pause, yeah.
It is. here or everywhere?
I believe it got the approval to start up again in Europe, but I don't know if it's actually being distributed yet, but it might start next week. And in the U.S., there's still the committee. I don't know if the committee has made a ruling yet.
Mm-hmm.
Also, as a side note, as a throw-in, because I think it's a real-life example, for people who want to push towards socialized medicine in this country, healthcare, Medicare for all, the Bernie Sanders crowd, take a look at the vaccine rollout. And take a look at how America has done compared to Canada and compared to Europe. And you will see why private medicine is the way to go. It is much faster. Europe and Canada have completely struggled trying to roll out the vaccine. And so when people are curious as to, you know, this sounds great, here's a reason why it's
not too great.
Not.
All right, so just to sort of put a cap on this, the contractor that was tapped to make the vaccine for J&J apparently failed to appropriately investigate the cross-contamination issues that ruined a lot of the doses. Remember last month how many they had to chuck?
Millions, right?
Yeah.
This gives me so much concern about the J&J vaccine. This one was developed a lot faster than Pfizer and Moderna.
But they say it used the old technique. That's what their argument is to that, which you're saying.
Right.
Victoria.
But, you know, but J&J approached Pfizer and Moderna and wanted to have them do an analysis of the vaccine. And Pfizer and Moderna, for whatever reason, both said that they didn't want anything to do with it. And then now Emergent, this company that makes all of the vaccines, they actually produce them in this facility that is a disaster. People are untrained. People aren't doing the right protocols.
Well, they just hired everybody.
Cleanliness. Whoever.
Anybody could come through the door, they'd get them a job. So what about the AstraZeneca? Where does AstraZeneca come in on all this? That hasn't even been used in America yet it's being produced in Baltimore. You don't think so?
I don't think so, no.
President of Mexico took it this week.
Yeah, he got AstraZeneca.
Okay.
They stopped using it in Europe and in specific people. And I don't know. Mm-hmm. The blood clot thing seems to. And I don't even know if it's just that. It might be. There has to be something else because Germany's very efficient with, you know, they've been, you know, with their rollout and everything. And they were the first ones to put a halt on this in anyone over the age of 65, which was kind of suspect. And then they took it away from other groups. I don't know. I don't think that we need AstraZeneca at this point. Right now, we've got more supply of the vaccine than we have in people.
Right now, this week, seems to be. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, number five is the economy and what's going on. Travel certainly is ticking up. And so with that, people, I know I'm going on a trip this weekend. Planes are all full. It's pretty much the same as it was. There aren't as many planes flying to as many places, but the planes that are flying are pretty full. So is that a sign? It's a school vacation week. A lot of people have been out and about here. That was another ridiculous situation. The schools just reopen and they close them down again for school vacation. I mean, that's a separate story. The easing of regulations so that the economy can sort of go back to being what it was. And I don't know, you know, are we ever going to get back there? A lot of people still don't have jobs. A lot of people are collecting. And what was it? Well, McDonald's in Florida is giving a $50 bonus if you come in and apply for a job because they can't find people. You know, that kind of stuff. You see more and more of that.
A lot of people are making more money at home within.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What a ridiculous.
In certain sectors, yes. Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
True.
Yeah, that's absolutely ridiculous. Did you hear the story about the Florida couple that had a wedding? They couldn't find a venue. So the husband-to-be said, well, I know this great place. It won't cost us anything. So they go in his neighborhood. It's a big mansion. It wasn't theirs. The people that owned it weren't home.
That's awesome. They squatted.
Yeah.
They broke in and had a wedding there?
Yeah. And then the owner showed up. So there's a little word to the wise.
First time home in months, and look what's happening. Right? Exactly. I hope they got the photos at least. That would have been beautiful.
Yeah. Focus on our relationships with China, Russia, Iran, Afghanistan, North Korea. It's all number 8 this week on the Talk Radio Review, courtesy of the ladies that are on the DJV program with me. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. We continue in a moment. You can find the lists at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, where you'll find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. You can also find the list at the DJV Show on our social media as well. The people list includes Walter Mondale at number 10 because he passed away, former senator, presidential candidate, big name in American politics in the past. Kamala Harris is 9, Kim Potter and Dante Wright, number 8. Donald Trump is at 7. Dr. Fauci is at 6. Nancy Pelosi, if she was off the list, that's my editorial comment there, number 5. Joe Biden is 4. Interestingly enough, the president doesn't overshoot LeBron James and Judge Peter Cahill and Maxine Waters and Derek Chauvin all on the list here. That's the people list. Kind of, it's not disjointed. It's just there's a lot going on, and so a lot of different names that are in the focus and tied them into the stories. Makes for pretty interesting conversation, thanks to some of your favorite hosts around the country and the folks at Talkers Magazine. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
This report is sponsored by National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. Beef is a staple on tables across the country, from comfort food favorites to the celebratory meal. Beef is what's for dinner. And even as the sustainability conversation increases and carbon footprint concerns make headlines, people can feel good about their favorite protein. The U.S. is the leader in sustainable beef production, with a carbon footprint 10 to 50 times lower than other regions of the world. In fact, according to the Environmental Protection Agency, greenhouse gas from beef cattle only represents 2% of emissions in the U.S. Cattle farmers and ranchers are producing more high-quality beef more sustainably than ever before. Jim Strickland, rancher.
Cattle farmers and ranchers like me are committed to the environment and want to protect our natural resources. I am proud of the role I play in providing high-quality protein in the most sustainable way possible for generations to come.
For more on sustainability information, visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Counting down the stories, according to Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen with a list from 10 to number 1. Number 10, the helicopter on Mars and what's going on in the space race. Number 9, celebration of Earth Day, if that's really what it is. Acknowledgement, certainly, talking about Earth Day. Number 8, our relationships with the various countries that are the bad boys around the world, like China and Russia and Iran. Number 7, the border situation continues to be a real problem. That's a focus. Number 6, what's going on in school, the education system, or we open schools and we have school vacation. Brilliant. Number 5, the economy. Number 4, all of the COVID-related stories and conversation. Gun violence is number 3. Number 2 is the focus on shootings and police reform. And number 1, as you can imagine, is the verdict and the discussion of the Derek Chauvin trial and what comes next. That's it. The story list, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine here. All right, 44 after the hour now on our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio for this week. The situation with our friends, put that in quotation mark, around the world. The Chinese are doing their usual I'm not sure we can. They do so much every week, I don't know how you keep track of it. I noticed the Russians say they're going to end the exercises on the Eastern Front there in Ukraine. The soldiers that are there are going back to their barracks. There are 80,000 troops. I don't know that the news media here paid much attention to that. And that's, where they've been in and out of the Crimea because the Russian leaders like the Red Sea and they want to go
vacation.
Yeah, right, exactly. So whenever the Ukrainians get a little tough or a little howdy, The Russians sends their military, ships and troops and aircraft to conduct exercises on the Ukrainian border. This was also a test
of Biden and a test of Europe, and you know.
Yeah,
it's usual. I think Jen had mentioned earlier, you know, a couple months ago, that this is the Chinese and the Russians do this for every new administration. They start testing
like a
new president.
Party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. All right. You know, we haven't talked much about North Korea of late. What is Little Fatty? Is he still? You know, there's the usual saber.
I think Little Fatty's dead.
Yeah.
No one knows.
Yeah. And you know, the sister's been doing stuff, and the little bit that we do see, she's the only one out there.
I wouldn't
and
have put it past her, what do you know of her, to kill
COVID
him off herself.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, she's supposed to be even worse than him,
mm-hmm.
which is not great. Yeah.
Right. All right. One of the other things that we have not, number 10 is sort of a focus on the space program a bit, with the Mars helicopter taking flight earlier in the week, but then... SpaceX brought, was it, four new astronauts up to the space
NASA
station?
NASA astronauts, yeah.
Yeah,
and they
right.
used the recycled rocket to do it, and it worked, so good for them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. very cool.
We have not talked about the border situation. That's sort of taking a second.
Neither has the Biden administration. Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. So, let's ignore that and talk about something else. Let's ignore our biggest first
there.
Failure. Yeah, right. Whoops.
Trump. Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay.
Okay.
Because it's true. And this, you know, because I'm apolitical, I don't really. What
You're
are you
apolitical?
Laughing at? I am
no.
apolitical.
You are not.
What
anarchist
do you mean?
Is what you
oh
are.
My God.
Well, I know, but I mean, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm not into this because it's a Republican thing or a Democratic thing, or I don't do because Trump did it, or because Biden did it. But really and truly, as objective as I can be looking at this, this was a complete F up on the part of the they don't know. I'm convinced they still don't know what they're doing. They just reacted and said, okay, we're going to go back to the way it was before, not knowing how you really couldn't go back to the way it was before because so much has changed in the past 4 years. At least Trump acknowledged that and kind of worked around the problem, or his people did to a point. It may have not, you know, it may have created problems in other areas.
Well,
but
the thing
God.
That everyone has said, oh, you have to address where, the, you know, the countries that are creating the problems that are then creating the migrants coming here. Well, that's exactly what Biden's approach is, and that's why that's exactly what Kamala Harris is.
That may be down there in those countries, but when we talk about the existence of the problem that is on the border.
Overnight. Well, here's the thing, though. Yeah. Trump had already made it. I mean, as much as he got heat for being an isolationist and racist and all the things that they called him, he had a deal in place with Mexico. He had a deal in place with Guatemala, with Honduras, with El Salvador. He had agreements in place with all of them. The Biden administration came in and tore them up. The reason it's taking so long to get those meetings is because those countries' leaders are ticked at Biden. Mexico's president calls Biden a migrant president. The president, I think it was, of Honduras wouldn't even take the phone call or take the meeting with Joe Biden because he felt insulted that Biden ripped up the agreement that they had with the United States. So, yes, of course the idea is to meet with these countries, but how dumb. They put themselves at a huge deficit going in and just ripping up all the previous administration's policies.
10 minutes before the hour. Thank you, ladies.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and there is no better time to get screened than right now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
The Shasta County Grand Jury is now seeking applications for new members. The Grand Jury is a historic institution that investigates government and responds to citizen complaints on government issues, ensuring transparency and accountability among local government officials and agencies. Applications are being accepted until April 30th, with an informational Zoom meeting on April 21st at 3 p.m. Visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org for more information and to get the meeting link. Help ensure government transparency. Join today.
If you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, it's time for Tech Talk, the top five stories of the week here in review for you. Courtesy of Victoria Keelan and her work on the DJV program, we have the top five, five to number one. Doug suggests that we start with number five, Victoria. A focus on who's going to get paid to go to West Virginia. Ooh, ah!
Yep, West Virginia wants to pay remote workers $12,000 to move to the state of West Virginia. And you don't have to actually even work for a company that's based in West Virginia. It's if you are a complete remote worker and you work for, it doesn't really matter who you work for, as long as you move, physically move to West Virginia, they will give you $12,000. The governor there, Jim Justice, announced the program. It's called Ascend WV, and it will allow adventurers to enjoy world-class recreation, uncrowded spaces, and a low cost of living. And so the new program comes as a lot of companies like Twitter and Slack and Spotify are letting their at least a portion of their employees work remotely permanently. And so if you are one of those people and you like the great outdoors, West Virginia could be the place for you. You'll get $2,000 a month for the first $10,000. And then the last $2,000 will be in a bonus. And then you also get a year's worth of free outdoor recreation, including all kinds of gear, camping gear, paddleboarding equipment. You get 2 years of free outdoor gear rentals. So basically the whole package is $20,000, and you just need to be 18 or older and a full-time remote job at a company located outside of West Virginia. And there you go.
There you go. Number four is a focus on Peloton. You say Peloton. It's Peloton.
It's Peloton. Yeah. Peloton is a you've New Englandified it, but yeah, it's Peloton. Peloton Treadmills was in the spotlight this week, not for a great reason. The Consumer Product Safety Commission wants them to be completely recalled and pulled off the market. This is a $4,300 treadmill. It's called the Tread Plus. And a child was killed while using the treadmill or around it. We're not really quite sure exactly what happened. But we do know that one child died. Other people have reported being injured. And so the Safety Commission says that this treadmill is different from other treadmills in that it can actually suck people under the tread. So Peloton says that this is actually that it's totally safe, and they're telling people not to stop using them. And this is going back and forth now. So we'll see where it ends up.
All right, number three.
Amazon is testing its palm scanning payment technology in Whole Foods, and they're starting with a store in Amazon's home city of Seattle. They've been using this technology in the Amazon-branded stores in the Seattle area, the Amazon Go and Amazon Book stores. I don't know if you've noticed, but a lot of what used to be a Barnes & Noble store has now just been the sign changed to just Amazon Books, which is kind of a bummer because I always really liked Barnes & Noble. But anyway, so Amazon Books has this palm technology, and so Whole Foods is going to roll out with it soon. They are planning substantial expansion of this technology, and so if it goes well in this testing store, you could see this rolling out across the country. And so how it works is it takes the minute characteristics of your palm and both the surface area and things even like your veins, and it makes a biometric scan. So when you're finished shopping at Whole Foods, you put your palm on the scanner, and it's tied to a credit card, and you check out, and that's it. So the problem, though, a lot of security experts are saying that it's stored in the cloud, and that's not great, so they're going to have to change that before they roll out into something larger.
I mean, you're all done. Put your finger on your nose, and you go right up the chimney. This is Apple's time now. Number two story is an Apple thing, right?
Yeah, Apple has been targeted in a $50 million ransomware attack following the theft of a slew of engineering and manufacturing schematics of both current and future products. And Apple, as we know, keeps everything so, so secretive until they do those, you know, the big reveals. And so to have their future products hacked into, and it's really, it's been a big deal for Apple. They're not paying the ransom so far. This company, it's a company called Quanta. They're based in Taiwan. They manufacture MacBooks for Apple. They were the ones who were targeted by Russian hackers. And so now the hackers are, Quanta won't pay it, and the hackers are now trying to go directly to Apple to get the $50 million. But we'll see where that happens, where that goes, but I don't know if Apple's going to give in.
Apple and their big announcement number one this week.
This was the story they were hoping would be the biggest story of the week. It's their big spring-loaded event where they revealed all kinds of new products. And the big buzz that came out of it is the new podcast subscription service. And they're going to redo the podcast app, and they're going to give you benefits like ad-free listening if you want to sign up for the subscription service, meaning you won't have to listen to any ads of the podcast that that you like to listen to. This is launching in 170 regions and countries next month.
All right, there it is. A list of the top five items this week from the world of technology for your listening and dancing pleasure. Notice that Shock G wasn't in any of those stories, unfortunately, but that's a story for another time. It's 59 past the hour, speaking of time.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstro. The Biden administration is pledging to help India as it grapples with a surge in coronavirus cases.
President Biden says just as India sent assistance to the United States as our hospitals were strained early in the pandemic, we are determined to help India in its time of need. He didn't offer specifics in his tweet, but earlier the White House said the U.S. is working around the clock to immediately deploy drug treatments and rapid diagnostic COVID-19 testing kits. The U.S. also will provide vaccine components, ventilators, and personal protection equipment. Greg Clugston, Washington.
After a lull, crude oil prices have again pushed upwards, $2.96 a gallon now for regular grade. That according to fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg, who reports the price of the pump now is $1.03 higher than it was a year ago. Highest average price that she found in the nation right now, $4.04 a gallon in the San Francisco Bay Area, lowest $2.49 in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. California Congresswoman Maxine Waters, who recently survived a GOP censure effort over her remarks about confronting police, is defending her comments in a Los Angeles Times opinion piece.
Waters described her years fighting for police accountability and racial justice with the Los Angeles Police Department, including the high-profile case of Rodney King, a black man who was beaten by police in 1991. Waters came under criticism last weekend for her comments leading up to the Derek Chauvin verdict, saying, quote, "We got to stay on the street. And we've got to get more active, we've got to get more confrontational." Republicans accused Waters of inciting violence at a time when cities were on edge and preparing for possible protests regarding the Chauvin case. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A 61-year-old Chinese-American man, the latest to be attacked by someone in New York City. It happened in East Harlem. He's in stable condition. SRN News.
me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Iraq's Interior Ministry says 82 people died, 110 injured in a catastrophic fire that broke out in the intensive care unit of a Baghdad hospital who were tending to severe coronavirus patients.
Negligence on the part of hospital authorities has been blamed for the Saturday night fire, which initial reports suggest was caused when an oxygen cylinder exploded in the ward of the hospital. Iraq's Prime Minister fired key hospital officials hours after the catastrophic incident. A spokesman for the country's independent human rights commission tweeted that among the dead were at least 28 patients on ventilators battling severe symptoms of the virus. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Indonesia's military says all 53 crew members from a submarine that sank and broke apart last week are dead. Searchers located the vessel's wreckage on the sea floor at a depth of 2,800 feet off the coast of Bali. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. The coronavirus has reached the world's highest mountain.
A Norwegian climber became the first to be tested for COVID-19 at Mount Everest Base Camp and was flown by helicopter to Kathmandu, where he was hospitalized. Erlen Ness says he tested positive on April 15th. He said another test on Thursday was negative, and he was now staying with a local family in Nepal. Any outbreak could prematurely end the climbing season, just ahead of a window of good weather in May. Patrick Voss reporting.
Los Angeles police say officers killed a man who was wearing body armor Saturday after he backed his vehicle into a police car and confronted officers. The shooting occurred in Hollywood as officers were cut off by the vehicle in front of them on Sunset Boulevard. The driver then slammed on his brakes and backed into the cop car. Police say the driver then got out of the car and confronted the officers and was struck by gunfire. He was pronounced dead at the scene. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series No. 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu No. 2 produces a harmonious, medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu No. 2 today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Chip.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and coming up, big screen supporting actor Jack Carson heads up his own radio variety show. And a special guest, the comedy team of George Burns and Gracie Allen. And then later, that married couple heads up their own series. Jack Carson was born in Canada, raised in Wisconsin, and renowned for multiple big screen roles offering up comedy relief, usually playing the leading man's buddy. And Carson also did some nice dramatic work. He was Wally Fay in the Joan Crawford-led drama Mildred Pierce, and played Paul Newman's brother in the 1958 film version of Tennessee Williams' Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. Well, here is Jack, his talented cast, and famous guests, in a broadcast from January 15th, 1947.
Good.
good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Good.
From Hollywood, the Campbell Soup Show, starring Jack Carson. Yes, listen to Jack Carson, Freddie Martin and his orchestra, Arthur Treacher, Jack's nephew Tugwell, played by Dave Willock, little 9-year-old Norma Jean Nilsson, Irene Ryan, yours truly Del Charbert, and our guests, George Burns and Gracie Allen. Well, folks, Jack is all excited about the report that Frank Sinatra has had to postpone his next moving picture. We don't know how all this affects Jack, but let's look into 22 North Hollywood Lane and get the lowdown from Jack Carson.
But, Uncle Jack, even if Frank Sinatra isn't going to make that picture he was supposed to, what's that got to do with you?
Well, Tugwell, they're looking for someone to take his place. There's an ad right here in Variety. Listen to this. Says auditions for Sinatra's substitute will be held this afternoon.
Does it say that, sir?
Yes, Preacher. Listen to the rest of it. The description fits me exactly. We are looking for a fresh personality. I'm a fresh personality.
So far, so good.
A singer who is young and ambitious. I'm young and ambitious.
So far, that's very good.
And who is handsome to the point where he has an undeniable attraction for the opposite sex.
I knew it couldn't last.
If I'm not handsome, then why do they put me in pictures with Ann Sheridan?
Ann Sheridan keeps asking that same question.
Very funny, Tugwell. Listen to the rest of this ad. The most important requirement for the singer who replaces Sinatra is that he must have a voice that mesmerizes women.
What does mesmerize mean?
Well, it's something like hypnotism. It means that the voice should have a quality that causes women to fall under its spell.
Oh, gee, Uncle Jack can do that.
Of course. Tugwell, you remember when I sang that benefit for the laundry workers?
Oh, yeah, right in the middle of the song, three girls stiffened right out.
That's right, they stiffened right out like a board.
Of course, later they found out the girls had fell in a tub of starch.
Maybe so, but those girls were crazy about my singing. They're still sending me mash notes from the laundry. I haven't got a shirt tail that doesn't say I love you on it. Indelible, too.
Mr. Carson, I don't wish to undermine your confidence, but what if you don't appeal to Mr. Sinatra's followers? You know that crowd of young nippers who wear Robert's stockings?
You wouldn't by any chance mean Bobby socks.
Oh, yeah, there. Yes, that's right.
Jack, you know, when those kids don't like a person, they sure let them know it in a hurry.
Well, Tugwell, they're just kids, and I'm a grown man. What have I got to be afraid of?
Have you ever got hit in the eye with a wad of Bahat bubble gum?
I never even saw any Bahat bubble gum. But I'll worry about that when I come to it. Bahat bubble gum. Preacher, call up this producer to make an appointment for my audition this afternoon.
Very well, sir. But I think you're getting a bit over your head, sir.
I think I'll vocalize a little bit.
Me!
Tug, we'll answer the door, will you?
Okay.
Hello, everybody.
Hiya, Norma Jean.
Well, hello, honey. Come on in.
Me! Mama, ma, me, ma! Me, ma, me, ma! Me, ma, me.
What's the matter with Mr. Carson?
I'm doing a few vocal exercises, honey.
Me, 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 me.
Yeah, you see, he wants to get his voice so it'll mesmerize girls.
Mesmerize girls? What does that mean?
Oh, when you get a little older, you fall in a tub of starch.
Yes, you won't have to worry about that for a few years, honey. I'm practicing because I'm doing some singing this afternoon.
With a chorus, like you did back in Milwaukee?
Hey, when was that?
Mr. Carson told me that he sang back there with the chorus of 1,000 voices.
Well, you remember when I did that, Tugwell. I was first tenor with the Wisconsin Dairy and Cheese Choir.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot.
Not only that, when I sang, you could hear my voice above all the other hundreds of singers.
Golly, I bet you had to strain a lot.
Well, a little, yes.
A little, he says. After every concert, they had to put his eyeballs back in the socket with a pool cue.
Well, they heard me anyway. Now, Norma Jean, why don't you run in the other room and play? I want to get back to practicing this exercise.
All right. Goodbye now.
See you later, honey.
Me, me, me. Ma, ma, me. Ma, me, me, ma.
Excuse me for walking right in, but I knocked and nobody heard me.
Oh, hello, Miss Ryan. I guess we didn't hear you because I was singing. How are you feeling today?
Oh, I guess I'm about as well as could be expected. Recently, I've been having a pain and a sort of buzzing noise in both of my ears.
Oh, that's too bad. Me, 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 mama. Me, me, me.
Oh, my, what a glorious voice.
Me. You really think so?
Yes.
You know, that trouble with your ears might be serious.
Well, will you try to get lost for a while?
Oh, Mr. Carson, here are those throat lozenges you called and asked me to bring over.
Thanks, Miss Ryan. I needed them in case I overtaxed my voice.
Oh, I was afraid you had a cold. I think I must be getting a cold. I just shiver all the time.
Yes. Well, I was just vocalizing.
You take last night, for instance. I didn't get a wink of sleep.
Yeah, because you were so cold?
No, because I was so warm. You see, I usually put a heating pad in the bed, but last night in the dark, I made a mistake and put in the waffle iron. When I woke up this morning, I had square goose pimples.
That's nice. I see that. Now you're practically non-skid. I was going to tell you, Miss Ryan, that I'm going in for a brand new career. You see, I may...
Mr. Carson, I reached that picture producer on the phone, and he said he could give you an audition at 2 o'clock.
Well, swell. 2 o'clock would be fine.
Yes, there'll be one other singer there to try out for the job at the same time, sir.
Another singer? Who could that be?
Mr. George Burns, sir. He's being sponsored by Miss Gracie Allen.
George Burns, a singer? Well, he hasn't got a chance against me. If he knows that I'm competing against him, he must be really worried. Why, I'll bet he's home right now, biting his nails.
George, stop biting your nails.
But, Gracie, I'm worried. Do you realize that you got me in a contest to replace Frank Sinatra?
Yes, but there's nothing to worry about. What's he got anyhow? He's not good-looking. And his voice is terrible, and he's so ridiculous the women just laugh at him.
Sinatra's so ridiculous that women laugh at him?
Oh, I thought you were still talking about Jack Carson.
Gracie, I don't mind admitting that Carson may be a little competition.
Oh, poo, he's nothing.
Of course, he can't sing as good as I can. But look how muscular he is and husky. That might appeal to the women, you know.
Oh, George, you're muscular, too.
I am?
Well, of course you are. Don't you remember when we were married? You picked me up with your two brute-like arms and carried me across the threshold.
Yeah, I did, didn't I?
Well, certainly. Oh, and what a wedding night that was. Just you and me and the chiropractor.
Well, he was company for your mother. Gracie, any way you look at it, I'm not as big and strong as Carson.
Oh, George, you always underestimate yourself. You're terribly strong. Make a fist.
Make a fist?
Yes.
Okay. There. How's that?
Better use two hands. Now you're going to get a surprise. Just feel the muscle in your arm.
The muscle in my arm? Where?
Have patience. It'll come swimming by any minute. And don't you worry about Jack Carson. You just keep on like you are, and in no time you'll be another Gregory Peck. Oh, just imagine me married to another Gregory Peck.
Gracie, if I was Gregory Peck, I wouldn't be singing.
Oh, no, but I would. Now, let's see if your throat needs spraying again. Let me hear that beautiful golden voice.
Okay. No one to talk with all by myself. Oh, no one to talk with, I'm happy on the job. And Miss Ryan, say
my name. Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, baby, look.
Oh, you sound just like a violin.
Right. A violin? Really?
Oh, yes. If I didn't know you, I'd swear you were Fritz Kreisler's G-string.
Thank you very much.
Gracie, couldn't I come early and sing for the man before Carson got there? And he'd realize I was the best man for the job and hire me?
Oh, no, it's too late now, George. 2 o'clock was the only hour open, and Jack Carson will be there at the same time. And wait a minute. I've got an idea how we can fool Jack. If it works, you'll be the only one at the audition.
How?
Well, we'll go over to Jack's house, and I'll talk him out of going to the studio at 2 o'clock.
How can you do that?
Oh, but just leave the whole thing to me. He's a man, and a man is a pushover for a woman's flattery. I'll just tell him he's romantic and irresistible and the best-looking guy in the whole world.
Gracie, to believe things like that, a man has to be pretty stupid.
Well, no, I told you all those things once.
What did I say?
You married me.
Well, okay, where's my hat? Let's go over to Carson's.
The Jack Carson Show will return after we take a short break.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Attention laptop lovers. The Asus VivoBook S14 has evolved. It's feather light. It's even more powerful than its predecessors. This Windows 10 laptop uses the latest Intel processors, Intel Xe graphics, and Wi-Fi 6 with Asus Wi-Fi Master technology, so you can breeze through even your toughest days. With classy diamond-cut edges and a sleek all-metal chassis, the Asus VivoBook S14 is all about the uniqueness of you. Open the lid and a color-blocked enter key puts you center stage. Passwords optional. Use your face or fingerprint to securely sign in to your Windows PC. VivoBook S14 lightens everything. Your load, your tasks, your life, and brings out the very best in you. Visit asus.com for more on the VivoBook S14. And be sure to listen to Tech It Out on your favorite radio station or as a podcast.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
Always wanted to go to college but just haven't found the time? What's the best way to earn your degree? Commuting to campus during these uncertain times? Getting stuck in traffic and rushing to class? Or learning online from your couch with your kid or on your porch with your puppy? At Independence University, your campus is wherever you want it to be. Don't go to college. Let college come to you. That's how you fit college into your schedule. Don't have a home computer? No problem. We can give you a new laptop and tablet to keep after you graduate. Learn from professional instructors with real work experience. And there's employment assistance when you graduate. Get your degree and live a better life. Call now and get a laptop and tablet that's yours upon graduating. Financial aid is available to those who qualify. Get the degree you've always wanted. Call now. 800-817-3173. That's 800-817-3173. 800-817-3173.
Welcome back to the Jack Carson Show on When Radio Was.
Well, this is Jack's house, George. I'll go in first and you wait out here on the porch.
Wait out here?
Yes. I'll try flattery first, and if that doesn't get him to postpone the audition, I'll call you.
And then what?
Well, then you come in and pretend you've got a terrible cold. And Jack will have to postpone in fairness to you.
Oh, I pretend I have a terrible cold.
Yes. Now stand back so Jack don't see you. I'll ring the buzzer.
Well, hello, Gracie. Come on in.
Oh, thank you. Jack, I've got a big favor to ask you.
Yes?
You know, you and George are going to have that audition today at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want you to stay here and let George go over to the studio by himself.
Well, why?
Well, don't you see, you silly boy? It'll give you and me a chance to be alone.
Gracie, I don't understand.
Well, I've never told you this before, Jack Carson, but I'm crazy about you. You're ravishing. You're gorgeous. I dream about you every night.
But, Gracie, what about George?
Oh, he doesn't dream. He sleeps on his stomach.
Wait a minute. I don't get this at all. I appreciate your liking me, Gracie, but nothing can keep me away from that audition.
Oh. Well, then I guess I'll have to tell you the truth. George can't sing today because he's got a terrible cold.
Oh, now I begin to see. You figured against my voice, his wouldn't have a chance.
Yes. He's out in the porch now. Oh, wait till you hear how hoarse he is. I'll get him. George, come in here, please. There he is. Just look at the terrible condition he's in.
But, Gracie, George always looks that way.
how are you, George? What was that?
Say it again, George.
Gee, your voice is in bad shape, isn't it?
Oh, you don't know the half of it. This morning he tried to sing My Blue Heaven and it came out Old Buttermilk Sky. Right, George?
Well, maybe you're right, Gracie. If George isn't there to sing against me, I'd just be stealing the job. I'll tell you what. Okay, I'll postpone the audition for a couple of days.
Oh, good. Thank you, Jack. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Gracie. Goodbye, George.
Goodbye, Jack.
What did you say?
I mean...
Mr. Carson, I overheard the conversation from the kitchen, and I must say you're giving Mr. Burns a sporting chance.
Sporting chance? Nothing. Without him there at 2 o'clock, I'm a cinch to take Sinatra's place. Give me my hat, preacher. I've just got 20 minutes to make it.
Gee, it was nice of you to pick me up in your car, Del. I was in an awful hurry to get over to the studio.
Oh, I was glad to do it, Jack.
Yeah. Hey, this is a brand new car, isn't it? Gee, look at all the knobs and buttons on your radio.
Yeah, it's got 4 wavelengths.
It has?
Yeah, you press this one, you get Alaska.
Hmm.
You press this one, and you get Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one thing you can't get on it.
Huh? What is that, Del?
A steaming bowl of Campbell's tomato soup.
Well, you mean you've got one of those old-fashioned radios you can't get a bowl of Campbell's soup on? Gad, how downright unlucky.
Yes, Jack, after a long drive, what could be more welcome than a bowl of Campbell's tomato soup? You see, it's the soup most folks like best. It's so velvet smooth and delicious, so filled all through with the luscious flavor of the world's finest tomatoes, gently seasoned and carefully blended with golden table butter.
You know, Del, an instrument in your car that would heat a bowl of soup wouldn't be a bad idea. It would come in mighty handy when you have a date.
Ho, ho, yeah. Well, sure, Jack. If you were out with a girl... You could just park on the road somewhere and fix her a nice steaming bowl full.
That's not my problem. I need something to cool them off. Hey, Del. Del. Del, look out where you're driving.
Well, don't worry, Jack. I've got extra good brakes.
Okay, but you don't have to tell me that Campbell's tomato soup is filled with wonderful... flavor. Gee, you almost hit that car. Well, this is where I was going anyway, Del. Thanks for bringing me over.
You're welcome, Jack. And don't forget to stock up on Campbell's tomato soup. Mmm, good.
Okay. So long, Del. Yeah! Well, it's 2:05. I'm right on time. Oh, this audition's going to be a cinch without George Burns here to clutter things up.
Mr. Carson, Mr. Carson.
Preacher. What in the world are you doing down here?
I hurried over in a taxi, sir. You forgot your music.
Oh, gee, thanks, preacher. Hey, tell me, how do I look as a possible successor to Frank Sinatra?
Fine, sir. But isn't that bow tie you're wearing a bit too wide?
Too wide?
Yes, don't you think you ought to snip it off just beyond your shoulders? It seems so floppy, sir. Why don't you fasten it?
Well, Sinatra never fastens a bow tie. He just puts it on his Adam's apple and lets it ride up and down. Preacher, as long as you came down, you might as well stick around. Now, you wait out here in the hallway. It won't take me long to get this shop. And then
very
we'll...
well, sir.
Ah, it's just the waiting room. That must be the producer's office over there with his name in the door, Mr. Raymond. He knows I'm coming. He'll probably be out in a minute. Sinatra, eh?
The music stopped. But we went on dancing.
Mr. Carson, well, Mr. Carson, Mr. and Mrs. George Burns are coming down the hall, sir.
They are? Why, that phony double-crosser. I'll bet he was faking that call just to have a clear field. You know something, Preacher? He lied to me.
Sir, you told a story, too.
Preacher, anybody who would do a thing like that to one of his friends is nothing but a rat.
Yes.
Could I get you a cheese sandwich, sir?
Well, I don't want George and Gracie to catch me here. Quick, let's get down and hide behind this screen. There. Now be quiet. Shh, shh.
Oh, you see, George, Jack Carson isn't here. Everything worked out just the way I said it would.
Yeah, but I'm still a little nervous.
Oh, just relax, dear. Sit down and let me massage your throat.
I'd like to get my hands on his throat.
Oh, I have to laugh when I think how we fooled Jack Carson. It was so easy.
Naturally. That guy's not very smart to begin with.
No.
Did you ever notice in pictures that dumb look he's always got on his puss?
Oh, yes. His face is so blank, too. Now, he's got the same look Aunt Pekingese had when she stuck her nose in an electric light socket.
You're giving the dog the worst of it, you.
Just a minute, you. I heard every word you said.
Jack, Treacher, what are you guys doing here?
I'll ask the questions, Burns. What happened to that cold in your chest?
To take Sinatra's place, who needs a chest?
You stay out of this, Gracie. This is between George and me. George, if you weren't smaller than I am, I'd put so many knots in that puny frame of yours, you'd look like a pretzel.
Don't let him talk to you like that, George. Stand right up to him. Say something. Say something!
Mr. Carson, it's 2:00. Should I knock on the producer's door?
Yes, yes, go ahead, Treacher. I want to be first.
Now, wait a minute.
Yes, what is it? Just a second.
No.
One at a time, if you please. There's no reason to be excited. Don't you know the Republicans are in again?
Well, Mr. Raymond, this man and I both think we're good enough for the Sinatra job. And it's, well, it's up to you to do something about it.
I see. Now, just who are you?
Who am I? Oh, surely, Mr. Raymond, you recognize me. I'm a radio comedian.
Well, it's a little late for us to do anything about that. Besides, we're looking for a singer.
Oh, my goodness. I sing on the Campbell Soup program.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Hildegard. Yeah.
I am not Hildegard.
I told you not to wear that form-fitting suit, sir.
Mr. Raymond, you're just wasting your time with him. Now, here's the man who's the logical successor to Sinatra. George Sugar Throat Burns.
Glad to meet you, Mr. Raymond.
Now, look at it sensibly, Mr. Raymond. Think how long it'll take you to break Jack Carson down until he looks like Sinatra. But take George. He's a physical wreck already.
Gracie.
Look at those awful sunken cheeks.
Gracie.
And look at those terrible rings under his eyes.
Gracie, I appreciate you helping me get the job.
And did you ever see a rib roast without potatoes? That's George in a bathing suit.
Yeah, let me get a word in here edgewise.
Mrs. Burns, in spite of what you say, I hardly think your husband would appeal to Sinatra's followers.
Oh, is that so? George, pull up your pants and show him your bobby socks.
Gracie, I...
Yeah, go ahead, George.
Well, okay. There. Oh, brother, you should have never put bobby socks on those legs. They look like pipe cleaners with a fuzz pushed down.
Well, if I must listen to your voices, let's get it over with. Although it's really a waste of time, because what we want for a job like this is a big-name singer like, Al Jolson.
Al Jolson? Well, listen.
Oh, April of showers, they come, they are where... They bring those tiny little flowers. And a bloom in a May.
Oh,
Thank you very much.
Most tiny little flower.
Yes.
Most flower.
Thank you.
Flower.
Oh, Mr. Raymond, George can do that, too. Go ahead, George. Like Jolson.
No one to talk with all mammy. All by myself, oh, mammy.
Yeah, just a minute.
No one to walk with, oh, mammy.
Yeah, wait a minute.
I'm happy on the shelf, ain't misbehaving.
Stop.
Mammy,
stop,
mammy.
Stop it.
Mr. Raymond, how dare you stop George before he's finished?
Because I don't like the song, I don't like his voice, and I don't like him.
Well, how about his mammy?
You sure? Mrs. Burns, I've been listening to people who thought they could sing all day long. High voices, low voices, in-between voices. And all of them were awful.
You mean you don't want to hear me sing anymore?
No.
Well, what about me?
That goes for you, too. I don't want to hear anything from you.
Not even one tiny little flower? Mr. Raymond, what shall we do?
I don't know about you, but I'm going home. Goodbye.
Oh, well, how do you like that? He didn't even give you a fair chance, George.
Yeah. If he had any brains, he could see that I've got a better voice than Sinatra's.
Your voice is better? Oh, don't make me laugh. Why, Sinatra wouldn't wipe his shoes on you.
Oh, is that so? Well, he did. It was raining one day,
okay,
and George
okay,
happened to be standing
it,
there.
Okay, forget it, Gracie. Stop helping me.
But don't feel bad, dear. Even if you didn't win, cheer up.
Yes, Mr. Carson, why don't you do the same?
You'll feel better when we get home, George. I'll make you a nice cup of hot tea.
Thank you.
I'll do the same for you, Mr. Carson.
Thank you, Fisher.
And while you're sitting in your favorite chair, George, I'll get your pipe and your slippers.
I'll do the same for you, Mr. Carson.
Thank you, Fisher.
And then, George, when you've finished your tea, I'll put my arms around you and give you a great, big, wonderful kiss.
Fisher?
Better have some more tea, sir.
Jack Carson will be back in just a moment. The very first thing I hope you find waiting for you at supper tomorrow is a big steaming plate of Campbell's tomato soup. There's nothing hits the spot on these winter evenings like good hot soup, especially when it's the soup most folks like best, Campbell's tomato soup. The tempting aroma and bright red color call to your appetite right off, and then you dip in your spoon. You get that luscious flavor of plump red ripe tomatoes blended with fine table butter and delicate seasoning. Good. And you'll find Campbell's tomato soup extra delicious and extra nourishing when you fix it with milk as a delicious cream of tomato. Wouldn't that be just the way to start off supper tomorrow with big piping hot plates of cream of tomato soup? Well, then better tell Mother to look and see if her cupboard shelf holds a can or two of Campbell's tomato soup.
Good. Good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Good.
This is Jack Carson. Thank you for being with us tonight, and hoping you'll all be with us again next Wednesday at the same time. Until then, good luck and good night.
Franco American spaghetti. F-A. Franco American. F-A. Franco American. F-A. Franco American. Back at your grocer's again.
Franco-American spaghetti is back. America's favorite, the spaghetti with the extra good sauce. Ready cooked to give grand, good eating, but quick. Get Franco-American spaghetti tomorrow.
F.A. Franco-American, back at your grocer's again.
Listen in Wednesday to the Jack Carson Show. George Burns and Gracie Allen appear through the courtesy of Maxwell House Coffee. Every night on CBS is the biggest show in town, so stay tuned for Dr. Christian, following immediately over most of these stations. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
From January 15, 1947, Jack Carson's radio program aired from 1943 until 47, and his cast included some very familiar folks, including British actor Arthur Treacher and Irene Ryan, who later played Granny on the Beverly Hillbillies. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on When Radio Was, George and Gracie return, this time heading up their own radio show. We'll be right back.
From the far horizons of the unknown come transcribed tales of new dimensions in time and space. These are stories of the future, Adventures in which you'll live in a million could-be years on a thousand maybe worlds.
Hear intense parables about the law of unintended consequences, our innate call to adventure, and first contact with the unknown in Radio Spirit's 10 CD collection of great radio science fiction.
People of the other ship, I'd like to say the appropriate things about this first contact of two dissimilar civilized races, and of my hopes that a friendly intercourse between the two peoples will result.
People of that ship, what you say is all very well, but is there any way for us to let each other go home alive?
Listen to the stories of Robert Heinlein, Isaac Asimov, and more in vintage episodes of series like X-1, Suspense, and 2000+.
Are you out of your mind? You're taking a man's life.
I'm giving him life. Donovan would die anyway. But for a while at least, Donovan's brain will live.
Great Radio Science Fiction is regularly priced at $39.98. But WEN Radio WAS listeners can get it today for only $19.99. That's half price and get free standard shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code GREAT77.
No, my friends. It is not fear that makes me ask the questions whence and where. It is not even hope. It is wonder.
Get your copy of Great Radio Science Fiction today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code GREAT77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
No doubt you've seen them on the roads, electric vehicles. And as the EV market share continues to rise, we asked Signature Electric's Mark Marmer about the history of the electric car.
So we have the hybrid electric vehicle. So that might have been what we remember sort of as the original Prius. It didn't plug into anything, but it had a battery in it. So you got better mileage, but there's nowhere to plug the vehicle in at all. And then came sort of the plug-in hybrid electric vehicle. So now this is a vehicle that has both some kind of gasoline engine and a battery and a place to plug in. And then you get into the straight electric vehicle. So this is a vehicle that plugs in, and that's the only way it has energy. If the battery were to run out, there's no other place for it to get energy, and it relies completely being plugged in.
So that's like the Chevy Bolt EV or Teslas you see on the roads today. More on the benefits of electric cars tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back to WEN Radio WAS, where before the break we heard the Jack Carson Show with special guests Burns and Allen. Well, now George and Gracie return, this time heading up their own series. This example is from February 9th of 1943.
Well, hello. Come right in. Oh, George, we've got company.
This is Bill Goodwin speaking for Lever Brothers, makers of Swan, the new white floating soap. Well, it's Tuesday night again. Time for another pleasant visit with George Burns and Gracie Allen, their guests, Charles Lawton, Jimmy Cash, and Paul Whiteman and his music. And now meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie. Well, this is a time of important meetings. In Casablanca, Roosevelt and Churchill. In Washington, the 78th Congress. And in the library of the Burns home, the Beverly Hills Uplift Society. And here comes George, blissfully unaware of what's going on, and Gracie waiting to make sure he doesn't find out.
Good morning, sweetheart.
Oh, good morning, dear. My, you're up bright and early this morning.
Yeah, I woke up and couldn't get back to sleep, so I figured I might as well get up.
Oh, so that's it. I was wondering what you were doing up at this hour. It's only 11:30.
Well, some mornings I just can't sleep. I'm going into the library and look at the paper.
Oh, wait, George, wait.
Yes?
Look, it's such a beautiful day. Why don't you take a walk?
A walk? What for?
Well, it would be fun. Why don't you walk down to the corner cigar store and whistle at the girls for a while?
Gracie, I haven't... Are you out of... Have you gone out of your mind? I haven't done that in all my life.
Well, you're not getting any younger, dear.
Look, I'm going into the library.
No, wait, I've got it. Why don't you go fishing?
go fishing?
Well, sure. Go out to the lake and catch a fish and broil it right there. Mmm, it'll be delicious. I'll go and get your fishing pole and a slice of lemon.
Gracie, I'm not leaving the house. I'm going into the library right now. Gracie.
Now, George, don't get excited.
I told you, if I ever caught those buzzards here again, I'd squeeze the henna rinse out.
George, this is the most important meeting of the year. Today is our club election, and Francis Fowler, Vicki Gruskin, and I are all running for president.
Oh, so you've got some competition, huh?
Well, I don't mind competition. I always say, may the best girl win. But what if I lose?
I hope so.
Oh, Francis and Vicki have been putting on marvelous campaigns.
I'll bet.
Whenever the meeting was held at one of their homes, they had some big celebrity and a special guest.
I see, a big celebrity.
Yes, and I must admit the girls were awfully impressed.
Mm.
But who wouldn't be impressed meeting Myron Fudnick?
Myron Fudnick?
Yes.
That's a big celebrity?
Well, of course. Myron Fudnick is the first man who ever thought of putting garters on girdles.
Well, I must get Myron's autograph.
And then Vicki had even a bigger celebrity at her house.
Bigger than Fudnick?
Lily Mae Browning.
Who?
Lily Mae Browning.
Who's she?
The famous poetess, of course. She's written four lovely things. Love at First Sight, Whirlwind Courtship, Honeymoon for Two, and Old Beautiful Reno.
She's probably working on one now called Alimony, I Love You.
Oh, oh, but just wait till I see the celebrity I have. He's more important than anyone they ever
well,
thought
whoever
of.
Well, whoever he is, I wouldn't want to be in his shoes. Goodbye, dear. I think I'll go and whistle at the girls.
Oh, goodbye, dear. Oh, and now come to order, girls. Come to order, please. Now, before we start our regular meeting, I'd like to read a letter from Maggie Ettinger, our former member who joined the WAC.
Oh, how is she, Gracie?
She says, dear girls, I am writing to tell you what a wonderful organization this is, and also to remind you that the WACs need many more recruits who can fill important non-combat jobs and release more officers and men of the Army for combat duty.
Oh, yes, I wonderful. Knew that.
Our work includes every type of non-combat service, from accounting and cooking to stenography and radio operating. And we receive the same pay as enlisted men and officers in the Army. All women between 21 and 44 who do not have children under 14 are eligible for the WACs. If you know any women who are interested, tell them to go to the nearest Army recruiting and induction station and sign up now. Love to all, Maggie.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You know, girls, I might sign up myself.
Oh, you couldn't, Gracie. You're married.
Well, that doesn't make any difference, Blanche.
It does if you have someone financially dependent on you.
Financially dependent. Oh, yes. I forgot the May Company.
Hi, Gracie. I was looking for George. Oh, I beg your pardon. I didn't know a meeting was going on.
Oh, it's all right, Bill. Girls, you remember Bill Goodwin, don't you? Bill, we've been talking about the WACs. We'd all like to join, but most of us aren't eligible.
I'm eligible, Bill. Do you think I'd make a good WAC?
Well, I don't know, Tootsie. Isn't each WAC supposed to release a soldier for combat duty?
Yes.
Well, I just can't imagine you releasing a soldier.
Oh, Bill.
Girls, it's really too bad you can't qualify for the Women's Auxiliary Army Corps, but I'll tell you what. I may be able to get you in the Smart Women's Anti-Nuisance Society.
Smart Women's Anti-Nuisance Society?
Yes, that's right, Gracie. The SWANS, the Swans.
Bill! Why, that's the same name as that soap you talk about. You know, Swan.
Well, I'll be doggone. It is, isn't it? You know, it fits, too, because all the members use Swan, the new white floating soap that's purer than the finest Castiles, the regular suds and whiz, too.
Oh, Bill, aren't you happy that I called it to your attention?
Well, Tootsie, I'm so happy I could just grab you and give you a great big bar of Swan. Swan, you know, is great for washing the dishes because it not only gives you suds faster than other white floating soaps, but since Swan is purer than the finest Castiles, it's kind to your hands, too. That's why you should use it for every soap and water job.
Bill, I've got Swan in my hope chest. I hope you're the one who shares it with me.
Well, I'd love to, Tootsie. After you're married, you and your husband send me my half. You see, Swan breaks in two with a simple twist of the wrist, you know. You can use half in the kitchen for dishes and housework, and the other half in the bathroom for your hands and face. Well, girls, tell George I'll be back. And congratulations on becoming members of the Swan.
You're listening to the Burns and Allen Show. We'll be right back with more after this short break.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on the Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed. A new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Moroville was an early gold mining settlement established in 1849 beside French Gulch Creek, approximately 1.5 miles west of French Gulch. It was named for H.W. Morrow, who owned a ranch on the creek. Soon the miners were finding too much gold and moved the settlement eastward beside Clear Creek in 1854 because mining was being carried out on the streets and under the houses. A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta Historical Society.
Mrs. Burns.
Oh, it's the postman. How are you, Mr. Postman?
Never better, Mrs. Burns. I've been drinking in the fresh air through every pore. Gee, it's great to be alive.
Well, you always enjoy life, don't you, Mr. Postman?
I should say I do, and perfect health is the answer. I've got the constitution of an ox.
Oh, how nice. Is there any mail for me?
Yes, a special delivery letter.
Oh, well, let me see it. Oh, it's from my celebrity. Dear Mrs. Burns, but he regrets that he cannot appear at the meeting of the Beverly Hills Uplift Society as he has been very busy at the White House since his return from Casablanca. Therefore, he cannot address your club on the subject you chose for him, Africa, the land of enchantment. Oh, dear, and I was counting on him.
I'm sorry about the bad news, Mrs. Burns, But I've got to be running along now. I've got lots of fan mail to deliver down the street to Charles Lawton.
Charles Lawton? Charles Lawton? He's a celebrity, and I know him, too. Oh, Mr. Postman, you've given me a wonderful idea. Now I'll be elected after all.
That's me, always scattering sunshine.
Goodbye, Mr. Postman.
Well, goodbye, Mrs. Burns. And remember, keep smiling.
And so Gracie asked the girls to wait and hurried over to Charles Lawton's house to get him as the guest for her club meeting. The door is opened by a person wearing a frilly white apron.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Lawton. Is Charles here?
Mrs. Lawton, I am Mr. Lawton.
What a silly mistake. I've forgotten that your wife is small and thin.
Yes, and furthermore, her pants never show beneath the bottom of her apron.
Would you mind telling me what you're doing with that apron on?
Not at all. I'm dusting, sweeping, cooking dinner, and in my spare moments, cursing the day I was born.
Oh. Helping your wife, huh?
My wife isn't here. In fact, she hasn't been home for 5 minutes since she joined some infernal, idiotic woman's club.
You don't like women's clubs?
No. Do you know what I'd like to do to all wives who belong to clubs?
No.
I'd like to make them run between two long lines of husbands. And as they ran, the husbands would beat them over the head with the minutes of the last meeting.
Oh.
Well, what did you want to see me about, Gracie?
Oh, who? Me?
Yeah, come along. Out with it.
Oh, well, I want you to come over to my house.
Why?
Well, George. Yeah, that's it. Something's wrong with George.
But everyone knows that. Can't you be more definite?
Well, yes. George is stage struck.
Stage struck? At his age?
Yes. He goes around all day reciting Shakespeare.
How revolting. What sort of Shakespeare does he recite?
Well, his favorite speech is one that goes, "But light, who softly breaks the window yonder? I'm from the East and Juliet is my son."
Yeah. That's a little bit off, Gracie. The correct line is, "But soft what light through yonder window breaks? It is the East and Juliet is the sun."
But that doesn't make any sense. Oh.
Would you mind just taking my word for it, mine and Shakespeare's? But why have you come to me with your problem, Gracie? What could I possibly do?
Well, I thought it might cure George if I got some actor over to the house who could recite Shakespeare better than he can.
Well, that shouldn't be difficult. Have you tried Harpo Marx?
Well, no. But I want someone who's even better than Harpo Marx. I want you.
I'm sorry, but I'm much too busy with my housework.
All right. Poor George. He'll just have to go through life thinking he's a better actor than you are.
He thinks what?
He thinks he's a better actor than you are.
The man is obviously mad.
Oh. Sure.
Any man who claims to be a better actor than another is nothing but a ham. I'm 10 times the actor he is.
And show him up?
Will I? I'll make him sound like the end man in an Elks Club minstrel show.
Oh, and I'll have some of the women from the neighborhood in to watch you do it. Mm. Oh, I know a great actor works better in front of an audience, and especially an actor as great as you are.
Yes, of course. I'll be over as soon as I've made the bed, sir.
The first half of the Burns and Allen show with special guest British Oscar winner Charles Lawton. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. You just heard George's equally talented spouse, Gracie. Well, Lawton also had a wife who equaled him as a performer. Do you recall her name? I'll provide the answer and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com offers you 75 number one country hits, an essential collection of your favorite classic country songs on 3 CDs.
Oh, They say for every boy and girl, there's just one love in this whole world, and I know.
Order 75 number one country hits today at musicrewinds.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $19.98. Act now and get a special savings on shipping. Just enter or mention promo code SPECIAL77.
I keep the ends out for the tide at five, because you're mine. I walk the line.
That big eight wheeler rolling down the track means a true loving daddy ain't coming back, because I'm moving on. I'll soon be gone.
Get 75 number one country hits for the amazingly low price of $19.98 and enjoy recordings by Eddie Arnold, Carl Smith, Hank Thompson, Red Foley, and many more. Go to musicrewinds.com today or call 800-206-5002 and use promo code SPECIAL77 to save on shipping.
Let me be the one to walk with you when you want somebody to talk with you. Anything that makes you happy, I want to do. Oh, darling, let
hurry.
Me
call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewinds.com now. Remember, promo code SPECIAL77 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Attention laptop lovers. The Asus VivoBook S14 has evolved. It's feather light. It's even more powerful than its predecessors. This Windows 10 laptop uses the latest Intel processors, Intel Xe graphics, and Wi-Fi 6 with Asus Wi-Fi Master technology, so you can breeze through even your toughest days. With classy diamond-cut edges and a sleek all-metal chassis, the Asus VivoBook S14 is all about the uniqueness of you. Open the lid and a color-blocked enter key puts you center stage. Passwords optional. Use your face or fingerprint to securely sign in to your Windows PC. VivoBook S14 lightens everything. Your load, your tasks, your life, and brings out the very best in you. Visit asus.com for more on the VivoBook S14. And be sure to listen to Tech It Out on your favorite radio station or as a podcast.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about the Burns and Allen Show guest star, Charles Lawton. And I mentioned he had an equally talented wife. Her name, Elsa Lanchester. She was a two-time Oscar nominee for 1949's Come to the Stable and 1957's Witness for the Prosecution. I'm Greg Bell, and remember to take a little time and visit the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
Chad Benson Show,
The Dana Show,
Radio America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.